Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The voters have spoken in the half-dozen states where the latest primaries have taken place. In California, they're still tallying the votes in the governor's race, a crowded field of 61 candidates. Trump endorsed Republican Steve Hilton leading the pack in the early going.
We've had enough ideology in California, haven't we? It's time. It's time for positive, practical things. I'm fighting for working people in California so that you can keep more of what you want.
In the closely watched L.A. mayor's race, looks like incumbent Karen Bass will advance to the general election, possibly challenged by Spencer Pratt. Alabama can use a new Republican-friendly congressional map in this year's elections. That's a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Despite the ceasefire, U.S. and Iranian forces have exchanged fire again. Two Iranian missiles missed their intended targets in Kuwait, according to the U.S., and several missiles fired at Bahrain were intercepted.
The U.S. military also said its forces carried out self-defense strikes against an Iranian military ground control station on Keshma Island in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says the target was a communications tower south of the island and has cited that attack as the reason for its retaliation. Earlier, U.S. forces fired on an oil tanker attempting to sail towards Iran's oil terminal at Karg Island. The incidents highlight the fragile nature of the current ceasefire. The U.S. said its forces remained vigilant and prepared to respond to what it described as unwarranted Iranian aggression during the truce.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Police in Bakersfield, California have been negotiating with a man holding hostages inside a building that houses a bank and school district office. That man claims to have a bomb. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 200 points. NASDAQ futures 37 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County is looking what appears to be a minor wreck at this point. Outer Loop, Connecticut Avenue is looking at the camera back at Georgia Avenue, starting down the hill to the Mormon Temple. There's a backup there. It's moving, so it looks like they may be onto the shoulder. Haven't gotten a confirmation yet, but there is a slowdown, so be prepared if you're starting over from New Hampshire Avenue and from Route 29. Nothing major, but already some brake lights southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in White Marsh and 56 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The 2025 death of a Baltimore Department of Transportation worker has been ruled a homicide, and upgraded charges are expected against the woman charged in the case. Kiana Bonaparte was in court Tuesday, where she rejected a plea deal in the death of Gregory Turnipseed. The 71-year-old DOT employee was beaten along St. Paul Street in October in a dispute over a parking spot. Bonaparte and her 15-year-old daughter allegedly beat Turnipseed, and he died in November. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced federal funding to help reduce a backlog in forensic biology and DNA testing in the state. Department of Justice grants of just over $1.3 million will be awarded to the Forensic Sciences Division of Maryland State Police and Police Department Crime Labs in Baltimore City, Baltimore, Montgomery, and Prince George's County. The lawmakers say backlogs in DNA processing can create roadblocks to solving many violent and nonviolent crimes, and the federal investment will help law enforcement to process evidence more efficiently. Last night's Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 424. The Pick 4, 8687. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles push up the ladder in the American League East, continued last night, this time in Boston.
Alonso with a drive, screaming towards the top of the monster, and it is gone. In no time flat, Pete Alonso with a go-ahead two-run home run here in the third inning.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. Alonso's 12th on the year, pushed the Birds ahead 3-1, and Shane Boss made it stand. Seven innings again for the right-hander. Two runs allowed as the Birds push past the Red Sox and into a tie for third in the East. 4-2 was the final last night at Fenway. After the game, it was manager Albernaz on the Polar Bears' performance.
I mean, Pete smashed that ball today. Great at-bats. First at-bat was tough, but, you know, he did a great job of settling into the game and, you know, Gunna with a great at-bat as well in the first inning. And all of our guys collectively just kind of not doing too much and take.
Alonso now 12 homers, 38 driven in. He's on pace for 32 and 101. Meanwhile, Stanley Cup final got underway last night, game one in Carolina, and this one belonged to the visitors.
Hurdle into the dot to Sissons. Back for Hurdle. He scores! Tomas Hurdle! Then it's 5-4 Vegas.
John McDonough with the call on ESPN. Hurdle's goal late stood, and 5-4 was the final. The Golden Knights fighting back from an early 2-0 hole to take a 1-0 lead in the series. Coming up in 30 minutes, Declan Doyle's description of Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back.
Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday. June 3rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on the this hour, we've got to take a look at Baltimore Police Department wants more money for their budget, and the mayor suffering a setback on the IG lawsuit. The 2026 election results continue. We'll take a look at California, the race for governor in Los Angeles mayor, as well as other states yesterday. And the top story here today is this is did not really get that much coverage during the last session of the General Insane Asylum. And as we all know, Governor Westmore likes to say, leave no one behind. But he's got a very crucial and tough decision to make regarding the school voucher program that was included in the One Big Beautiful Bill last year. And again, starting January of 2027, states, I think over 30 states, have already signed up and opted in for this federal school voucher program. And these are this would be school choice. And the way it works is that the way it gets paid for is donors. If Maryland signs up, the state's residents can donate up to $1,700 a year to a nonprofit of their choosing that awards scholarships or vouchers to students attending private or religious schools. They can also give to a nonprofit that gives scholarships to public school students for services like after-school clubs, field trips, tutoring, or even transportation. In return, donors get a federal tax credit of up to $1,700. In other words, donors can gift without paying a dime because you can deduct it off your federal taxes. These nonprofits are called scholarship granting organizations, and they give out funds to children and families who earn up to 300% of the area's median gross income. In the Baltimore area, scholarships can go to families earning up to $400,000, or Prince George's and Montgomery counties up to $500,000, according to the Education Trust. So the SGO is the one that decides the size of the scholarship, which is not limited. So a child attending an expensive private school could have their entire tuition paid through this tax credit program. So the dilemma for Governor Westmore, and as I said, 31 states have already signed on, including New York. Governor Hochul up there has already signed in, opted in for these school scholarship or voucher programs, or school choices, some people like to call it. Again, a lot of states have already signed up, opted in. The governor's decision right now is, because he loves to say, leave no one behind. And the question here is the teachers' unions. And the teachers' unions are adamantly opposed to any kind of school voucher program. But there are some on the left saying, hey, this might be a good thing for public schools in that we might get some funding for the things that we desperately need to run after-school programs and things of that nature. So why not take advantage of it? And so the governor is now facing a very risky and calculated decision, which I think he's going to oppose. I think he's going to oppose because no current Democrat governor running or thinking about running for president has opted into this program. Because why? Because of the teachers' unions. You know, you've got the state union teachers' unions, and then you have the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, and, of course, the National Education Association and Becky Pringle and all these other types are going to make life very difficult for any Democrat governor who's thinking about running for president. Of course, we keep hearing Westmore is not interested in 28, but we all know that is a big bunch of hooey. So, again, my prediction is he will not sign it. He will not opt in. And thus, thousands of Maryland children will be left behind because they won't be able to avail themselves of the school voucher program like many other children in other states do. Give us your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Our lines are now open. It is time for traffic weather on the freeze, and here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway apparently was minor. It was on the outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. Back here now looking at the camera, Georgia Avenue coming down the hill. No backup now. Backup is gone. There was a little bit of a slowdown there, and it was backing up towards Georgia Avenue. We're definitely back in business now. So that's good news. That could have been a slow spot very quickly on the outer loop through there. There are some brake lights at the Old Harbor Tunnel, mostly around O'Donnell Street. Speed reduction only. Fort McHenry Tunnel next door is clear. Good start for the Beltway. We made some early swings through Annapolis. We do not see any problems at the Bay Bridge. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound were clear at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and the top of the hill right now. In about an hour, that will change. But right now, we're fine at I-97 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 80s. Right now, 54, cloudy in the city, and it is 62 on the eastern shore in Stevensville with some sunshine already. And time for some one-liner news. Taylor Swift has written a new song for the upcoming Toy Story 5. I guess they fired Randy Newman.
He's out of there.
Yeah. Taylor agreed to write the song after the producers agreed to get rid of a new character, a toy scooter named Scooter. Apparently, she wanted it named Travis.
And write a song when they break up. Yep.
Yep. That works. The FDA is warning about so-called all-natural sexual enhancement chocolates.
Whoa!
That secretly contain an active ingredient found in the prescription ED drugs like Viagra.
Mm.
There's milk
That's
chocolate.
Some Hershey bar.
There's dark chocolate. And now there's hard chocolate. Some Hershey
they use
bar.
It for women. They call it Niagara.
Is that a Hershey bar in your pocket?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I fell asleep on one night. That wasn't good when I woke up.
Oh!
Yeah. It's a Hershey bar with nuts. Martin Scorsese is embracing artificial intelligence. The famed director is backing an AI image and video generation company called Black Forest Labs. First thing he'll do is use AI to go back and fix all those accents in The Departed. Because those guys were horrible. Yeah, the guys that try to talk like they have a Boston accent, I can't. Kills it. A drag queen named Patty Gonia is being sued for copyright infringement by the clothing company Patagonia. Say, hey, we make clothes for guys, too.
Wow.
Next up is L. Bean.
Oh, Bean.
Vanilla Ice says he's not backing out America 250 concert. Says he'd play for anyone, including Putin and Iran. We contacted Putin and Iran. They both said, no, that's a big no for us. We don't want Vanilla Ice.
No.
People are talking about Jill Biden's new book. Her husband, Joe, hasn't read it yet. He's waiting for it to come out in large print.
Her audio book.
Yeah, you know, the audio book indeed.
She reads it to him at bedtime.
Yeah.
Ew.
Once upon a time.
She got stumped. They actually asked her a question about if he had run and if he had been reelected, would he have to resign? And we have the answer coming up a little bit later on in the show, so stay tuned.
She also said she thought that he was the only one who could beat Trump.
Yeah. And then, you know,
she believed that.
She did, well, because she thinks she was president.
Yeah.
I believe she did, yeah.
According to rumors, the front runner of the search for the next James Bond is Callum Turner.
Callum Turner.
Callum Turner is a British actor engaged to Dua Lipa. So already he's shown the ability to attract hot women.
Yeah.
And we'll see. That's just a rumor. No, no confirmation yet from the folks at Amazon that have the rights to James Bond.
They have the rights to everything.
Yeah. Sad story. Grammy-winning vocalist Peebo Bryson passed away yesterday at the age of 75.
Baby, can you stop the rain from falling?
A lot of Disney duets, Regina Bell, Celine Dion. He had suffered a stroke 3 days ago and unfortunately passed away from complications. What a great voice, Peebo Bryson. Scott Pelley has been fired at CBS News after a meltdown with management accusing the new news director at CBS, Barry Weiss, of murdering the show. They've had a lot of changes to make this coming Sunday. Here's what the intro is going to sound like at 60 Minutes.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
He quit.
I'm Sharon Alfonsi.
I'm John Wertheim.
I'm Cecilia Vega.
I'm Scott Pelley.
Fired!
Those stories tonight on 60 Minutes.
They're dropping like flies at CBS. I love it.
So do I.
I love it when these state-run, media-driven alphabet networks, they start eating. They're cannibalizing each other. Nothing. And if only if it would happen to The View, okay? And Joy Blohard's taking a leave of absence.
Good.
Yeah. She's crying.
Yeah. So, again, no word on who's going to replace her as of yet.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe they'll just give Whoopi two seats.
Yeah, she might bring Rosie in.
Yeah. Rosie.
Back from County Cork or wherever she is now.
Yeah. Who goes on?
Yeah, she had a cold sore.
Who goes? Exactly. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Who does that? Who goes on TikTok and says, I have a cold sore, but it's not. Ew. It was just.
I mean.
It's all about the attention. These people crave attention, right. And when they don't get it...
Mom and Dad, I mean, I'm sorry if they didn't give you enough attention, but leave us alone. We can't help you now.
Right. I wrote on there when I saw that, that's a face that sunk 1,000 feet.
Visual ipecac.
Yeah, she was talking about that cold sore between her shoulders.
Yeah, just above her neck.
Exactly. Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. All right, so will Governor Moore, do you think he will sign, opt in to the National School Voucher Program? And again, I think he just owes way too much to the teachers' unions, and I think that will pretty much scuttle any presidential hope that he might have. So I'm not looking for him to sign it and opt in. And again, that unfortunately will leave thousands of children in Maryland behind that are trapped in bad schools, in bad areas, and maybe not have the money to go and seek a private education or something that's a little bit more, some schools are more safer than others, get better education than others. Look, city schools are a mess right now. So get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Man Gioni, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford, Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It was election night last night in six states, including the big one in the Golden State of California. A little bit of a surprise at the governor's race and the mayor's race. Yeah. Pretty much just same old, but we'll take a look at that, and the big concern is they'll be counting votes for days in California to make sure they have enough votes to make sure no Republican ever wins there. They're just letting us play what if for a couple days. 623, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The west side outer loop now starting to get busy, and you'll start to see the brake lights right at Liberty Road, and eventually we'll back up to 795. So with the lanes open from there, going down through I-70 and Route 40, eventually down to the Wilkins Avenue area. Inner loop of Green Spring is still good. The Parkville side still running okay. Nothing major. We're picking up now that speed reduction going in to the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we're starting to see a few brake lights around the curve from O'Donnell Street and then into the tunnel southbound. But all the lanes are open. We can see right next door, 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, highs in the low 80s today. And right now we're mostly cloudy in Pasadena, 55, and some cloud cover in Middle River as well, 54 degrees. So the debate here is whether or not Governor Moore will opt into a federal school voucher plan. The Maryland State Education Association, the largest teachers union in the state, and a supporter of the governor, is firmly opposed to, as you know, to Maryland's participation in the tax credit. Their director, Sean Johnson, said that the fundamental framework of the program is designed to funnel funds to private school tuition, and while some funds would go to public schools, they say that's not the goal of the Trump administration. Now, I'll tell you what the goal of the Trump administration is: to fix our broken education system, to basically shutter the Department of Education, get the feds out of it, let the states do most of the heavy lifting here, and that's where they can benefit the most. I mean, having this heavy-handed federal approach is, I think, now passé, if you will. And I do think that redirecting those funds from the Education Department and whatever they can do to help people get out of bad schools, get out of bad situations. And so what? So what if they opt in for a private school? There's nothing wrong with that. Or if they want to stay in public school and help defray some of the costs that are associated with, I think it's a win-win all the way around. Now, in some cases, you look at it, I do believe that there are other advocates out there. Patrick Wolf is one of them. He's a distinguished professor of education. He's out there saying that he's estimating 48 governors will opt into the program. He says the two states not expected to join are Hawaii and California. I would also keep my eye on Maryland. I don't know if Governor Moore is going to do that. He's, again, the first people to endorse the governor when he announced he was running in 2022 were the Maryland Teachers Unions. They were the absolute first out of the box, and he owes them a great deal of gratitude. And again, as we know, the Maryland Democrat Party is pretty much captive to these teachers' unions. But let's look overall. Although the state of Maryland is not performing poorly, there are jurisdictions within the state. Baltimore City is a mess, and Baltimore County is becoming less and less reliable as a good educator for a lot of students. And we still have some counties like Howard and Montgomery that are pulling up in some parts of the western Maryland and on the eastern shore. But some of these other jurisdictions are still struggling now to meet the school tests and standards. So that is the big question here. Will the governor sign it or not? Get your prediction there. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Pause writes in, 60 Minutes died the day of Leslie Stahl's infamous sir episode, when she tried to talk over Trump while intentionally lying to the viewers about the illegal government surveillance of the Trump campaign and the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. Yeah, you know, that may have been the day for a lot of people. Pause, thanks so much for that. But it also had been, ever since, again, yeah, journalists, and yeah, they were, it was ambush television. It was Mike Wallace and Morley Safer and all those guys really pretty much came up with, and not that they weren't biased, they were, but at least their bias was tempered somewhat by whenever there was a good story that they could uncover, they went after it. Over the years, it morphed, as late night comics did, late night television, into pure political partisanship. They were only interested in going after one side of the political spectrum. And that's what I think has killed 60 Minutes. That's what I think has killed most of these networks. Who watches network television news anymore? I mean, I think most of us, I know I don't. I will sample a lot of different sources, but I can't tell you the last time I sat down in front of a ABC, CBS, or NBC evening newscast and watched it from stem to stern. So it just, I think it's dead. I think journalism died in 2008. I agree with my colleague Sean Hannity on that one. And I think it's something that we'll see. They've got the new wave of journalists. And I saw a number of them called on yesterday at the White House press briefing with Dr. Oz. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. Marty says the public education system is the greatest example of systemic racism. While those with means generally have adequate public schools or have the means to attend private schools or have the ability to homeschool, poor children, mostly children of color, are sentenced to attend failing, often violent schools. Schools that have failed for generations created generational poverty. The only time teachers, unions, or Democrat politicians care is when the children can be used for a photo op or a means to more funding. How racist is that? Well, that's a good point. Very good point. Vinny C is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny and, of course, his agents are out there. And their one goal in life is to sell your home. So that when you call Vinny, that you can be confident that your home will sell as soon as you sign the dotted line, within minutes, within hours, maybe days. But it is going to sell. That's a guarantee that Vinny makes because of the 12,000 to 13,000 buyers he has in his database that are sitting there waiting to look at your home even before it hits the open market. So once you agree on the asking price and you both agree on the time frame in which you'd like to sell your home, then you sign the contract, your home is sold. And if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you at market rates and pay you all in cash. So give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteo.com. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. The Anne Arundel County Fire Department says a man is injured after some type of explosion in a detached garage near Annapolis. Firefighters were initially called to the 3000 block of Friends Road for a report of a fire, but there was no structure fire. Officials say there was an injured man at the scene, and he was flown to a hospital in critical condition. Fire investigators are trying to determine the source of the explosion. And two Baltimore men have been sentenced to decades in federal prison for their roles in multiple carjackings, including one that was deadly. In June of 2022, Jarrett Barron and Jeremy Matheny conspired with two others to carry out the armed carjackings. In one case, Barron and Matheny followed a woman from the Maryland Live Casino to her home in Glen Burnie, where she was robbed and carjacked. The deadly carjacking happened when Barron and Matheny and the others blocked a victim from entering a 95 ramp, and a co-conspirator shot the driver, who later died. Barron has been sentenced to 40, and Matheny will spend 24 years behind bars. And city police have arrested a suspect in connection with a weekend shooting in northwest Baltimore. Melvin Talbot is accused of shooting a 55-year-old man in the 3900 block of Bateman Avenue on Saturday afternoon. The 62-year-old Bateman has been charged with attempted second-degree murder, and he's being held at central booking. The victim is expected to recover. And Fox 45 reports that a Verizon outage is affecting several Baltimore County call centers. On Tuesday evening, officials said some callers may experience extended hold times or be unable to reach staff despite hearing normal menu prompts. The top of the Baltimore County government website reads, "For non-emergency related questions about county services, residents should use the Baltimore County Gov.app. Visit BaltimoreCountyMD.gov for alternate service options while the outage is being fixed." 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delay now is back to 795, so it's moving very slowly through there to Liberty Road, down towards Windsor Mill Road, and then crossing at I-70. The pace a little better there, and then it's going to be heavy again from I-70 crossing down the hill at Route 40 West, eventually getting better towards Frederick Road and down through the Wilkins Avenue ramp. Southwest side of the Beltway still looks good. The Parkville side has filled in just a little bit now on the outer loop at Hartford Road. You'll have some brake lights. Everybody's still moving, but we're a little bit slow in different areas as you're traveling south at the old Harbor Tunnel Freeway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. O's visited Fenway last night for the first time this season, and Kobe Mayo tested the monster early on.
Mayo with a drive out to deep left. It's a double for Kobe Mayo.
After review, the call is overturned. It's a home run.
Mayo's seventh of the season.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Thank God for replay. Mayo's shot tied it at one. Pete Alonso's two-run shot was the difference as the Birds on the road take game one from the Bo Sox, 4-2 the final. Post-game reaction on Mayo from manager Albernaz.
Left-handed starters has been a bugaboo, you know, for a while now, not just this year, but years past, and actively trying to problem solve it, and Colmy being able to step up for us and hit in kind of the middle of the order and being able to do damage. You know?
Shane Baz on the hill again, tremendous last night for the Birds, seven innings in his last four starts, now a .233 earned run average. Meanwhile, elsewhere in baseball, what's up all of a sudden with the Detroit Tigers?
To lead off the seventh inning. First pitch, he slugs it high in the air down the right field line toward the pole. It goes, and that ball is fair. Fair and gone for Riley Green.
Jason Benetti had the call on Detroit Sportsnet. Three more home runs from the Tigers last night after five the night before. Detroit blanking Tampa Bay 8-0, their second win in a row over the Rays. Ravens continue their OTAs yesterday with the coordinators at the mic post-practice. OC Declan Doyle was asked if there was anything that was surprising him about Lamar.
I don't know if I didn't expect it, but he is like the twitchiest athlete that I've ever seen on the field. You know, just with your own like two eyes. I mean, I've been around a few quarterbacks that are really good players, but the ball just like jumps out of his hands when you're.
OTAs will continue tomorrow and end for the Ravens for the week. Elsewhere in the NFL, former Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald, widely considered one of the best to ever play the position, may be considering coming out of retirement now that the Rams have acquired Myles Garrett. Donald left the NFL in 2024. After 10 years with LA, he is 35 years of age. And finally, the French Open quarterfinals yesterday, and Marta Kostyuk is the story of this tournament, making the first major semifinal of her career with a three-set victory over fellow Ukrainian Alina Svitolina, and afterward, a sobering dedication.
We had a very difficult night again in Ukraine, especially in Kyiv. So many people dead, and I want to give this match to Ukrainian people and to their resilience.
Coming up in 30 minutes when we return, or correction, it's the time now is 6:37 when we return, why I'm more optimistic about the O's.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
I got all tizzy in a tizzy over there.
Yes, you did.
So optimistic about the Birds right now. 8-3 in
their
last
11.
Well,
you're all over the map on this. You're like a manic depressive.
No, I'm like a fan. I'm a regular fan. I'm a regular Joe. Give me my drink at 6:30 p.m. and turn on Mass and see what's going on.
Give me a natty bow and a half smoke and you're ready to go.
There you go. All right, here's why I'm optimistic. Do you remember what the Orioles starting rotation was last year at the beginning? Because you talk about pitching all the time, right?
Yeah,
which is true.
Right.
Remember what their starting rotation was? Do you remember who was the opening day starter last year?
I don't.
Zach Eflin.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay, Zach. So here's the rotation last year.
And he's got an injury, right?
Yeah, he's out for the year. Eflin, Charlie Morton, looked like he was on LSD half the
right,
year last
yeah.
year. Tomo Sugano.
Okay.
Kate Povich. And Dean Kramer.
Okay.
Okay, so now, fast forward. Bradish is pitching like you
yes.
know what. Boz is pitching
He's
tremendously.
Coming along.
Bassett all of a sudden has found it again. Rogers, we'll see what happens.
Right.
And Brandon Young from the minors,
right.
now the last two or three starts, has really come on. So the rotation is at least 50% better than it was last year. Then add in this. Alonso. Albernaz.
He's heating up.
Yeah. Albernaz, I think, is doing a tremendous job. And then Basayo. And a full season of Basayo. This is when you really look at it, and I know they're not you know, knocking the cover off the ball necessarily. This is a much, much improved team.
Yeah, well, I think you can look at the where the standings were last year versus this year. This year, they're, what, three or four games out of the wild card? And
no, they're, like, right there, like
right
a half game.
Oh, that's right. They're only three games under 500.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so they're right there at the wild card. So, again, and look, it's early June. Things are heating up. So, and the bullpen is kind of, you know, hanging in there. It's just that, you know, if they can get a little bit better defense, I think, is and pitching. I think if you get those two things, I think the hitting will come along.
Let the boys play.
Yeah.
Let them play. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. The voice of optimism, at least for today. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. All right. Big election day yesterday across the country. Six states, California, Iowa, South Dakota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Montana all had big elections yesterday. But the big one everybody's looking at is in California. And again, I know a lot of people breathlessly reporting that Steve Hilton, the Republican who I do like, he is leading in the, and they have a jungle primary system in California. It means the top two advance, no matter what party, if they don't get a majority of the vote. So if you're under 50%, the top two candidates are Steve Hilton, leads with about 27.8% of the vote. And it's still way too early to call. And Javier Becerra, the Democrat, has about 25.4%. And while that's good news, but things can still change. Remember, in California, they're going to be counting all this week. Okay, they aren't going to be counting just in one night or just in one day. I think this is going to go on for two or three days. And this is 12 million, almost 13 million people in Los Angeles alone. In California. So you do the math there, and right now, as of 11 o'clock last night, they only had roughly about 3 million votes counted so far in California. So that's a long way to go. So it's possible that they'll find the ballots they need to make sure Steve Hill does not win, that he is still in the lead. And as of right now, he would advance, but that doesn't mean that's going to stay like that. Now, the other thing you look at it is the total number of votes for the Democrats so far, total around 2 million to Steve Hilton's 1.3 million. So when you take Tom Steyer out of the race, then you assume that those votes are going to go to Becerra. Doesn't always happen that way, but it, you know, most likely the math does not favor Hilton. Unless, of course, and if he gets the general election, then you got a shot. But the question is, will he get there based on the way they count ballots? In Los Angeles, Karen Bass has now been projected the winner there, but she still is short of the 50% majority. So that means it's Spencer Pratt, who's got a lot of publicity, got a lot of press. He's still in it, but he's got to fend off the socialist Nithya Raman. And he leads her by about 7 or 8 points in the race. But they're still counting ballots and are going to be counting ballots for a long time. So it would not surprise me if both Hilton and Pratt eventually succumb to the ballot nonsense in California. In fact, I'm kind of predicting it. So it's nice to be a contender for a little bit. And they just, that's what they do. They just, you know, they give you a little taste of victory and then they just yank it away. It's like Lucy with the football with Charlie Brown. Yeah, that's the way it works in California. So, again, I wish I were more optimistic about it, but, again, you have to be realistic about this stuff. In Iowa, for the governor there, looks like Zach Lahn is going to be the projected winner. And looks like the Trump-endorsed candidate, Randy Feenstra. But it's a very close race there, so he could still win in Iowa. And we'll get to the Iowa Senate race here in just a second. It's 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, 895 now has finally kicked in with the normal delay. We're getting brake lights now right even before the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So from there, with the stop-and-go pace through the Old Harbor Tunnel, which is only two lanes southbound, 20-minute delay at least right now, and building, and may eventually go back to Moravia Road. Looking live at 95, it's crossing underneath Eastern Avenue with the lanes open. Then it will slow a little bit towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're about 7 to 10 minutes right now through there. So we're beginning to see all the morning delays fill in. The Beltway west side, 795 to Frederick Road already. The Parkville side now will get into the act on the outer loop at Hartford Road, and we should start to see some brake lights in that area. And the last time I looked was about 10 minutes ago, the inner loop at Park Heights. Yeah, that's still clear. Some bright sunshine there. And over through Green Spring, you go back in the shade, and that's pretty good right now on the inner loop over to the ramps at the JFX. JFX is clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 80s, temps in the upper 50s for tonight. That's where we are right now, 57 and cloudy in Dundalk, 53 in Forest Hill. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bettable Johnson.
Stop fiddling with that thing and come in here and eat your dinner.
Ah. Used to call Chuck the fiddler.
Yes.
The fiddler under the roof.
Oh.
And there was a diddler under the porch.
Exactly.
I saw that.
What? It's National Egg Day.
Ooh, you gotta love it. The incredible edible egg.
Your favorite eggs? What do you like? How do you like your eggs?
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. All right.
You like, get some toast and dip it in the yolk.
Dippy egg. That's what my
dippy
mother
eggs.
My
yep.
mother used to call them dippy eggs.
Dippy eggs. I love okay, dippy was, eggs. Love me my dippy egg.
And first time somebody said sunny side up, what does that mean? Because I always knew it as a dippy egg.
Dippy egg.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have a favorite egg?
You haven't learned much since.
Exactly. Thank you very much for that. See? The shots are flying already, folks. Your favorite eggs, Chuck?
Scrambled, please.
Yeah, you like them scrambled? I like that Western omelet. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I do too.
Of all time.
I like all of them.
Yeah, I do as well. You can give it to me. I just hard-boiled, soft-boiled, you name it. The incredible edible egg. Keystone Light is celebrating America's 250th anniversary, the 4th of July promotion that includes, get this, a weekend getaway in Florida. No, not at Chuck's house. A backyard barbecue and a World War II fighter plane flying overhead, all for $250.
America takes things and makes them better.
Yeah.
Like how Keystone Light took apple beer and made it better. And now we're making the most American day of the year.
July 4th.
250. Yes. Even better. Book the most American house in America and get a World War II plane flyover for the 4th of July barbecue.
Airplanes, islands.
More dips. All for $250 American dollars.
The age of America, but with money.
So celebrate America's birthday with American planes flying over your American head. Because nothing's more American than the most American light apple beer in America.
Bad news is only one person can book this experience. And it sounds like the fridges will be stocked with Keystone Light apple beer. Mm-hmm. So I've never had that. But
No.
Nor have I. I've had Keystone Light, but not apple beer.
And don't think I will.
Yeah. You're not enthused over that. What if they were dropping kegs from the World War II plane?
That was smart.
That might be interesting. Much like the chickens and the whatever.
Turkeys?
You know, the turkeys. The turkeys.
Oh, my God, KRP. I want turkeys.
Olive Garden is bringing spicy heat this summer with a new debut of their summer menu. New spicy sausage and peppers rigatoni. New spicy chicken and peppers rigatoni. And, again, hot honey chicken bites as well.
Hot honey chicken.
At Olive
yes,
Garden.
Indeed.
That's so
opening
good.
Opening act at the Gaiety.
Bring your own honey, Chuck.
Oh, dear.
I have many times.
That's right.
Oh, my.
KFC is right. He used to show up buzzed on a regular basis. KFC is teaming up with Supergirl for the ultimate meal. Supergirl's Solar Honey Mustard and Ruthie's Sweet Chili Revenge and much, much more. I understand the Supergirl film is bombed already.
I have never heard of it until
And apparently the actress playing, I can't remember her name now, but the actress playing Supergirl has already made some disturbing comments about bias against women in film and
sure, that wasn't Rosie O'Donnell?
Other stuff. And it just, you know, you're supposed to be generating
they
good...
They didn't say Super Tramp.
Good...
I saw them in concert.
Good one. That's a good shot there. We'll give you an A for that one.
I know tramps when I see them.
That's exactly. You've had a couple tramp stamps in your life. You know? Just a couple.
Talk about when they heal.
Mm-hmm. I don't get those things. I just get the ones you put on temporarily.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, with the wet paper cloth. Or wet washcloth.
Is that the henna tattoos?
I forgot how they do henna. I'm just thinking about my granddaughter.
Now they're coming out with the ink that's been used in a lot of these tattoos can be carcinogenic. It leaches into the bloodstream and so on and so forth.
I've always thought about that because I've considered getting something small and subtle, but I'm scared. I am.
What would you have? What would your tattoo of choice be?
Would be a purple rose.
A purple rose?
Mm-hmm.
See, we all thought it would be a poop emoji.
A poop. That would be great. A turd on my arm.
You called an SPD.
Oh, no.
Silent.
But diddly. Very good. All right, Chuck, we're off and running. Seeing a couple 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. For Joni Ernst, the Senate race out there in Iowa, it looks like Republican, Trump-endorsed Ashley Hinson is going to get the nod there. She'll have to run against the Democrat in the fall. That is good news for that. South Dakota governor is the good news. There's Dusty Johnson, the big rhino. Looks like he's not going to make it. Larry Roden finishing second. He was part of the Trump endorsement there, and Toby Doden. They're battling it out in South. But the big story really is in California, where it's just we're going to watch this carefully. And remember, you have Steve Hilton slightly in the race, and you had Spencer Pratt, who was only down just a couple of million. Let's see, what was the final there? I'm going to get the exact percentages in the mayor's race. She was at 35.8 and he was at 29.6, so roughly about 6 points there. So that's pretty close for Los Angeles. But again, you're only talking about 3 million out of 12 million votes, so a lot of ballots out there, just like there are millions of ballots here in the state of Maryland for this primary floating about. We'll hear more on that coming up a little bit later on. It is 6:51, and up next, the Baltimore Police Department wants a much bigger budget for fighting more crime, we'll hear from the commissioner and more in just a moment here on Casey and Company.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan, Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.652, 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. E. Wittelsberger says, hey, are you all egging each other? I think might be exactly what's going on there. Elsewhere, Paul Burke says, good morning. Just some traffic info for the team. There are vehicles on the right shoulder of southbound I-95 at Northwest Forge Road. Rolling back up of 30 or so miles an hour back to 152. Hope you all have a great day, Paul, in Timonium. Did you get that, Chuck?
It's funny. I was just looking for that, and they were saying it was closer to White Marsh Boulevard. So I'll go and take a look.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. And the latest on traffic?
We love that information we get.
Yep. Keep it coming, folks.
Let me see if I can see that. Do we have a second?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. It would be southbound if you're coming down through Joppa Road and through there. Let me see. Yeah, it's rolling a little bit. Looking at the camera here, Bradshaw Road, which is right at the county line, Harford County, Baltimore County line. But it's a little bit slow. They were looking at a wreck in that area. So thanks for the heads up on that. Had been looking for it towards White Marsh. That was the report. Hadn't seen anything, and I hadn't gone that far north to check it out. So heads up for that if you're traveling south from Mountain Road in Harford County. And, yeah, there's some slowing right there as you're coming under the bridge at Route 152. Up ahead, you're going to have delays now going into both the harbor tunnels. West Side Outer Loop, pretty solid there, anywhere from 795 going down through Frederick Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today. Sunshine, low 80s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, upper 80s. Friday and Saturday could hit the 90s. No rain in the forecast until at least Sunday. And right now we're looking at 52 in Columbia and cloudy 52 in Owings Mills. And again, just got a text I wanted to read and share with you from one of our listeners regarding the school voucher program, and we led off the hour in the show with that here this morning. And Doug says, good morning. A certain segment of our population not receiving good education has more to do with their lack of a two-parent home life and lack of discipline, and not the education system. Sure as hell not racism, as most large cities are run by African Americans. And I did come across this clip, a soundbite from Muhammad Ali, which I found to be very interesting. And it's back in the, I want to say maybe in the late 60s, early 70s. And it was right after he converted to Islam from Cassius Clay took the name Muhammad Ali. And he was talking about slums and the fate of black Americans in slum neighborhoods. Listen carefully.
Let's quit worrying white people, plaguing white people's neighborhood, forcing ourselves on white people, and we don't clean up and do for ourselves. The slum is not in the neighborhood. The slum is not in the ghetto. The slum is in the people. The people make the slum. And the condition our people are in now, if you gave them a $93 million project, they'll make a slum out of it in 24 hours. Then you can take a nation of people who are intelligent and they can make a slum a paradise.
So the slum is the people, said Muhammad Ali. It was controversial then, controversial now. But I think he's talking about home life, family life, two-parent households, God-fearing, worship, lack of God in the schools and lack of God and direction in the family. And not the neighborhood, not the ghetto, but the slum is the people, said Muhammad Ali. Yesterday at City Hall, the Baltimore Police Commissioner, Richard Worley, was there, and he wants more money for the BPD. In fact, $656 million. He would like directed to the BPD, and he was talking about the crime reductions in the city. And he said that homicides are down another 24%, and that May ended with 8 homicides, the first single-digit May homicide total recorded in more than 50 years.
We're seeing some of the most significant declines in violence in the history of the city.
And yet, it is Mayor BS. He wants to take credit for that with his GVRS, his Monzie, his Safe Streets, etc. Councilman Yitzi Schleifer had another idea as to who deserves the credit.
You know, we see a lot of people taking a lot of credit for the crime reduction, but I just want to set the record straight here that nobody deserves more credit than you do for that crime reduction.
Yeah, one of the ongoing issues is staffing shortages at BPD. And that includes a lot of officers have to work overtime. And we're told that right now the BPD has just about 2,000 officers, and the vacancy rate is now down to 400 vacancies. At one time, it was as high as 600 or 700. So it's cut in half. And he says he hopes to add another 150 officers by the end of the year, but said he could have done a better job in managing those staffing shortages.
Building up patrol is my ultimate goal. I didn't do as good a job as I should have done with that over the last couple years because I've been concentrating on getting our violence down, and I haven't put as many people in patrol as I should.
Yeah, and I think if the Baltimore City Council and the mayor were smart, they would give the police what they're asking for, the $656 million. Because if you are making some headway in reducing these violent crimes, the homicides, the non-fatal shootings, and things of that nature, and there was a town hall the other night, we'll hear from Ivan Bates a little bit later on in the show about that, but they've made great advance and progress in getting the repeat violent offenders, the trigger pullers. These are the people that, you know, catch and release. You know, they're slapped on the wrist, they go back out, and they do it all over again. They're having great success in doing that, so keep that in mind as well. All right, we'll tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. You know, right now, summer's here. A lot of folks want to get out there. They want to exercise. They might need the energy to find the exercise. And Rescue Orsine is a great supplement to do that. Omega-3 is always a great supplement. You might be a little bit sore if you're out, lifting weights or bicycling or walking longer distances because it's been so nice. Sore muscles, you got ActiFlex. You have so many different things that Rescue Natural Supplements can help you with to give you that energy, that duration, and give you the motivation to help get out there and feel better during these summer days. So right now, use the code BRIGHT90, BRIGHT90. Buy one supplement, get the other one at 90% off, and that includes all the supplements in the Rescue Natural Supplement inventory. So again, buy one, get one, 90% off. Use the coupon code BRIGHT90 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or log online at res-q.com. Next up, the battle over the data centers.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He's the leader of the pack, at least so far. Roughly 55% of the vote counted. Trump-endorsed Republican Steve Hilton is in the lead in the California gubernatorial primary.
To every single person who voted for me, and every single person who voted in this election, whether you voted for me or not, I am here for you, for every single one of you.
Hilton could face Democrat Javier Becerra in November in the Los Angeles mayor's contest.
I just want to take a minute to tell you how much I love you so much.
Democrat incumbent Karen Bass leading as the vote count goes on, with Spencer Pratt close behind.
I'm going to continue to work hard, learn everything I need to learn, build my teams, show all the experience I'm going to surround myself with.
The latest primaries took place in a half dozen states. The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken. Alabama will be able to use a new GOP-friendly congressional map in this year's elections. The Trump administration is throwing in the towel on a proposed $1.8 billion fund to compensate those who say they were prosecuted for purely political reasons.
There was a fund. And remember, the fund wasn't set up yet. There were no commissioners named. There was no claims made yet. So, yes, we're not moving forward with the fund. I'm not sure what that means to sign documents reversing. There's nothing to reverse. We're not moving forward with the fund.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche asked about the matter during congressional testimony the other day. Another challenge to the fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire, with both sides exchanging fire in the Persian Gulf once again. And Kuwait says its international airport has now partially reopened after an Iranian attack. It is a mixed picture on Wall Street at the moment. The Dow futures are down 212 points, while the NASDAQ futures are up 40 points. S&P futures down 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open at both the tunnels, and right now just the normal heavy traffic. So we're in the area of about a maybe 10 to 15 minute delay currently. So nothing out of sight at this point, and no big problems. We'll keep an eye on that. Beltway is filling in quickly now on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. It was already 795 to Frederick Road coming down the west side. 95 had been a little bit slow. There was a wreck, which is now on the shoulder on 95 southbound Harford County, and the Baltimore County line had been a speed reduction there. It's loosening up just a bit, but there are a couple of areas there might be a little bit under the speed limit right now on the southbound side, and then from White Marsh Boulevard down to the Beltway, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Abingdon and 60 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A judge dealt the Scott administration a blow Tuesday in the ongoing battle over information access with the city's inspector general. Circuit Court Senior Judge Pamela White denied Mayor Brandon Scott's request to seal parts of Inspector General Isabel Cummings' complaint. City Solicitor Ebony Thompson argued the filing included attorney-client information, work product, and other sensitive information. However, in the latest order from Judge White, the city's law department apparently focused on the Maryland Rules of Professional Conduct to assert potential violation by Cummings and her legal team for attaching what Thompson described as privileged documents and communications. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City firefighters responded to a house fire in northwest Baltimore on Tuesday night. Fire crews worked to extinguish the flames at a residence on Bell Avenue. Significant damage was evident on the home, and multiple fire trucks were on the scene to assist. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 424, the Pick 4, 8687. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. How about Shane Baz last night at Fenway?
Face down on strikes. Tipped it off into the glove.
Oh, there it is again. Fifth strikeout. All five of them have come on the knuckle curve.
Ben Wagner, Brian Roberts at the call on Mass, and the old knuckle curve reminds you of Mike Messina back in the day. Baz was six strikeouts last night, seven innings pitched, four hits, two runs. His manager on Baz after the game.
Shane was outstanding tonight. Efficiency in the strike zone. I think he finished that. At one point, he had 70% strikes late in the game. I think he finished at 68%. He did a great job attacking. Love the changeup usage as the game went on.
Four straight quality start for Baz, a 2.33 ERA over his last 27 innings. The Birds beat Boston last night 4-2. Sidebar, the win improved the Orioles to 10-17 on the road. Boston with a league-worst record of 9-20 now at home. Elsewhere in baseball, it was Lou Gehrig Day across Major League Baseball yesterday. Nowhere celebrated more than at Yankee Stadium by Cleveland.
And Manzo sends a high drive, deep right field.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Kyle Manzardo with a two-run shot. Cleveland would go on to beat New York. 9-4 was the final. Coordinators at the podium yesterday after OTAs in Owings Mills. When it was Anthony Weaver's turn, the DC was asked to explain what the Ravens got with second-round draft pick Zion Young. And here's Weaver.
That he's as advertised. The physical nature that he plays with, even out here without pads, you see it. How hungry he is to just want to grow and get better. He's constantly asking questions, so couldn't be more excited about a player than I am about that kid.
Only two teams in the league last year had fewer sacks than the Ravens with 30 last season. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a whole new ball game now for Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, our local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Executive producers Kristen Hagrick coming up with this hour. Ivan Bates, city state's attorney on the crime reduction and repeat violent offenders. Dr. Oz cracking down on Medicaid fraud. Where do you hear the numbers on this? But our top story here in this hour is the battle over data centers continues to grow here in the Baltimore Metro. The latest jurisdiction, Howard County Council, just passed a temporary pause on data center development in order to study the impacts of data centers. And while I'm conflicted on the data center issue, I do think it requires... I'll tell you this. It's not the job creator people proclaim it to be, because these are basically server farms, okay? They hire a couple of people to watch over it, but it's not going to create a ton of jobs. It just doesn't. And then it is going to need a lot of power to run these data centers, and water to cool. You got to keep these server farms very, very cold. The computers, with all that computer hardware in the building, it's going to heat up. And like we see in radio and television stations, we have to keep keep the equipment cool, otherwise it overheats and it fails. But that being said, a lot of this is being driven by AI. AI is kind of out of the genie out of the bottle right now. And again, AI requires large amounts of computing power for its existence. The other thing I don't like about the data centers is this is data that's being collected on we Americans, some of our personal, private data. And it's in the hands of sometimes well-intentioned people, sometimes not so much. And let's not forget how the government uses computers and data to spy on the American people, NSA and others. So, again, there's good and bad here, and there's a lot of concern. Now, I think it's Anthropic, the one that originally signed with President Trump at the Pentagon. They said, oh, no, we don't want it. They have Claude is their artificial intelligence, much like ChatGPT, and there's Grok for X and others. Gemini, I think, is Google. They have now something called Mythos, which is apparently Mythos, that version of Claude, it is the artificial intelligence can actually hack into software on its own. So, yeah, that's not these are not good. So I think we all really take a step back and see what we're dealing with here. In Howard County, they voted yesterday for a pause. The bill places a moratorium on data centers until November of next year, so a task force can be appointed to study. Here is Councilwoman Christiana Rigby.
As we continue to grow, we know that in this modern world that data centers will grow, but we have to ensure that any of that growth is occurring in a way that is thoughtful and respectful to our residents and businesses that are here and to the planet that we all inhabit.
And Councilman David Youngman saying that there's been pushback on this, and rightfully so.
I certainly understand the pushback by some for us to do this, but the reality is we're not alone doing this. Just pretty much everybody around, all the counties around us are doing this. And while I don't want to put the brakes on business development, existing businesses need to pay electric bills and just had their water bills go up, and we've got to figure out the impact of these things on those somewhat scarce and expensive resources right now.
All right, so we're going to delve into this as to should they provide their own electric, their own water sources, and but there seemed to be a lot of concern about the data itself, so we'll get to that as well. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Just got a report coming in here, northbound BW Parkway at Powder Mill Road with an accident. Several vehicles are involved, EMS, fire department, and also now the park police in that area. So anything there at all at Powder Mill Road going to back us up very quickly back towards Greenbelt Road and may eventually go back to the Capitol Beltway. And it depends on where it is. If the southbound side can see it, could be a problem as well for the traffic coming down from 198 and from 197 back beyond the accident scene. Still don't see any major issues so far through Annapolis at the Bay Bridge. The morning backup, not quite there yet, but soon on I-97 southbound near the split right there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunny today, low 80s, overnight temps in the upper 50s tomorrow, in the upper 80s, and we'll hit the maybe Friday and Saturday will be in the 90s with no rain expected till maybe Sunday, and that is good news. It's going to heat up here in just a couple of days. And right now, we're looking at a cloudy start to the day in some areas. We've got some cloud cover. For instance, it's 61 in Annapolis, 54 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump yesterday on Truth Social saying fake news reports the Islamic Republic of Iran and the USA stopped speaking a few days ago are false and erroneous. The conversations between us have been going on continuously, including 4 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, 1 day ago, and today. Where they lead, one never knows. But as I told Iran, it's time, one way or another, for you to make a deal. You've been doing this for 47 years. And it cannot be allowed to go on any longer. U.S. CENTCOM says U.S. forces intercepted Iranian missiles and conducted self-defense strikes on Iranian military sites. So even while they're negotiating on fumes, President's words, not mine, they're still launching ballistic missiles at their neighbors. CENTCOM also disabled an oil tanker with a Hellfire missile yesterday as they continue to enforce the blockade of Iran and economically strangle them. As well. Leftists are melting down as President Trump revealed his bold pick to replace Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. He, of course, is named Acting Director of National Intelligence as the Bill Pulte. Bill Pulte is the Federal Housing Finance Agency Director. He is a Trump loyalist. He is a totally opposed to the deep state. This is sort of like the president telling John Thune and the rest of the deep state operatives in the Republican Party, like, this is a big, up your nose with a rubber hose. Good for President Trump. He's not messing around. Bill Pulte's a man of action. And you can tell by the unenthusiastic response by John Thune and Tom Cotton yesterday as to the announcement of Bill Pulte taking over for Tulsi Gabbard.
I'll defer the chairman on that. We were just made aware of that appointment this morning. Obviously, it's something that if the administration decides to pursue a permanent appointment to that position, have to come through the Congress and have confirmation hearings and ultimately a vote here in the Senate. But Senator Cotton, want to speak to that?
We have four more weeks with Director Gabbard as the DNI, and I look forward to implementing last year's Intelligence Authorization Act with her to implement wide-ranging reforms that will shrink the DNI and take it back to its original intent to provide a mere coordinator or process role for the intelligence community. I have no observations on the matter.
I have no observations on the matter. Ah, the deep state swampy rhinos. They're just amazing, aren't they? Here's what I think is what working. And I think I agree with Sundance over at the Conservative Treehouse. I think Bill Pulte is a placeholder. I think the guy that President Trump really wants is Rick Crawford, chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And he worked very, very closely with Tulsi Gabbard on getting some of this stuff out there in public. And I think that's who the president really, really wants. But he's reluctant to pull another Republican out of razor-thin margins in the House. So I think he'll wait till after the midterms, see where the dust settles. And Bill Bulge is a good man. Don't get me wrong. I think he certainly is loyal, trustworthy, solid team player, and a man of action. So I think he'll continue in the vein of Tulsi Gabbard. But I think the guy that they really want is Rick Crawford. Supreme Court allowing Alabama to use congressional map that favors Republicans. And that has set off Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And President Trump has revealed the location of the new scheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's going to be held at the Waldorf Astoria in D.C. in July 24th, that is. And vandals are sabotaging whatever they can at the Trump's Freedom 250 event on the National Mall. They now have contaminated underground water with fuel. They're doing everything. They hate America so much. They hate the celebration so much. Now they're trying to sabotage certain events as acts have pulled out of the concert. And now they're trying to get rid of the Freedom 250 event as well. Finally, Marco Rubio. Don't mess with Marco. Here is Chris Van Hollen trying to do just that to Marco yesterday on the Hill.
And in that regard, Mr. Secretary, I have a question for you regarding the designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. On the very first week, at least, of this administration, the administration reinstated that. And in a recent January 26 EO, you made statements suggesting connections to Hezbollah and Hamas. The previous administration did a thorough review with the intelligence community and concluded that there was no evidence that Cuba was engaged in ongoing state sponsor of terrorism. Did you find new evidence to support that conclusion?
Well, first of all, let me just say that's your question, but you made this long statement of which I disagree with most of it. We won't have time to address every point that you made. So let's stick to Cuba specific, because that's the question that you asked. Cuba has sponsored terrorism and some supported groups. For example, virtually every left-wing, radical, violent terrorist group in the Western Hemisphere has at some point relied on support from Cuba. The ELN, the FARC dissidents, including them, have been involved there. We also know, for example, that Cuba continues to host a pretty substantial collection of intelligence sites on behalf of the Chinese and the Russians. But you look at the region and you look at all of these leftist, Marxist, terrorist organizations, all of them, in many cases, got their
Secretary,
money
if I
from
can
the
move
Cubans.
On. I noticed you did not answer my question, because my question...
Yeah, sit down and shut up, Chris. And that's the way it was. Day 500 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
FM 721, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Maryland is headed in the wrong direction. Rising crime. Higher taxes. Out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick. Thomas Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
actually learn to listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Just spotted a wreck. Apparently just happened. This one car is still sitting in the right lane, inner loop of the Beltway, right at the bridge at Hartford Road. And I'm telling you, this car smashed all the way back to the windshield. So I don't know if we're going to need a medic there or not, but there are two or three other cars on the right shoulder. There's nobody here with it. State police, state highway, nobody here with it. It's a white car. It's in the right lane. If you're coming east of Perrin Parkway, you'll need to be to the center and the left. And once everybody arrives, then that's going to change everything, because once the fire department arrives, more than likely we'll lose another lane. But right now, heads up east of Perrin Parkway. Get over as far left as you can, and you'll see it as you're coming up to it. There was also a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Might not see it. Reportedly on I-70 between Security Boulevard and the Beltway, the initial report said on the westbound side. And we have the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. Be careful if you're coming east of Perrin Parkway. They're passing this car on the right. And when they do that, they block out the fact that he's sitting in the travel portion here, and somebody's going to rear end this car pretty quickly here. So watch out east of Perrin Parkway on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, low 80s. We'll see the sun eventually because it started off a little bit cloud cover this morning. 54 in Reisterstown. It's sunny in Ocean City and 59. We're talking about the data centers. So, again, I know the concern about electric power consumption, water consumption for the data centers, because and they're not going to create all that many jobs, to tell you the truth. They might create some tax base or whatever with having to pay, you know, whatever taxes are associated with. But again, they should be made to provide their own power and their own water to cool. But are there concerns? Do you have any concerns about the large amount of data that's being gathered on you as an individual? I mean, let's face it, if you have a cell phone and you use it, they're tracking you. They can, unless you obviously can turn it off and make sure you put your settings in the right settings. But, you know, if you use Facebook or Meta or any of these other social media apps, they're tracking your data. They know what you're purchase. They know what you're buying. They know what you are viewing. And they see what you're interested in. They direct ads targeted to those things that you search. People are now using AI as their search engines instead of Google, which, again, I think has a search, you know, AI component to it anyway. They're using the Geminis and the Claudes and the Groks and et cetera. Just about every, even shopping ads have AI bots that help you out as well. So it's getting crazy. And in the city, Baltimore City, joining Howard County, Baltimore County, Hartford County, and a few other jurisdictions in putting the pause on data center. Here's Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen.
I think there's a real opportunity for Baltimore to be a leader in putting thoughtful guardrails on this technology so that the harms are not disproportionately borne by residents.
My question, is it too late? Is it too late for the so-called guardrails? I understand that set aside the energy thing. That's the guardrail he's referring to. But the other guardrails, the guardrails on privacy, on data collection, on tracking software. I mean, it's now the government and in some cases private sector know just about everything they need to know about you and your family. Hartford County Executive Bob Cassily announcing a ban on the data centers in Hartford County, including the one at Mountain Ranch.
We've done our homework. We looked at this very carefully, and we are just not able to both protect the citizens and accommodate these data centers.
The landowner out there at Mountain Ranch that wants to put the data center there, Bill Vasilikopoulos, he says that he's trying to do whatever he can to, you know, make both ends happy, but again, he'd like to have the data center, but at the same time, he understands some of the concerns.
I want to see the strictest
safest guidelines for the county, something that will benefit the community, something that neighbors here can live next to and will not affect them.
Yeah, but it does affect them. It affects us in so many different ways. We're watching now what's happening in Baltimore County, Carroll, and Frederick counties with MPRP, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, where they want this high-voltage transmission line to cut through these counties. Why? Data centers. Okay? And people now are about to lose their property, their farms, the land that they've cultivated. And so on and so on. And they want to pass down to their heirs, rightfully. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, whether or not you actually own your property. And with the combination of property taxes and the government coming in and proclaiming eminent domain, not really. So does it really make us all that different from the former Soviet Union where you weren't allowed to own property? At least they did it up front. They're backdooring it here in the United States of America where they're saying, oh, you can have the appearances of owning your own property, but at the end of the day, we'll decide. We, the government, we, the private sector, control the government. We, the America's corporations and big businesses and the social media, Silicon Valley tech bros, we're gonna decide whether or not you can own your own property or not. Just saying. Town Appliance, incredible. They have a showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Over 70 different brands on display. Every kind of appliance you can imagine. They're set up in kitchen settings so you could see them and see all the features and gadgetry that they have. And they have high-end brands like Bosch. They also have appliances for your if you have a budget in mind. They've got it all. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life right now. TownAppliance.com. Check them out or head in and visit. See for yourself, Town Appliance. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 7:30, let's get some news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that the family of a Moncton woman who was fatally stabbed by her husband is speaking out against what they describe as a troubling loophole in Maryland law that could allow the man accused of her murder to inherit her entire estate if he is found not criminally responsible due to insanity. Outside the Baltimore County Circuit Court on Tuesday, former Maryland Deputy Attorney General Thru Vrignaraja joined the family of Kimberly Lechner to call attention to the issue ahead of a court hearing scheduled for Wednesday. And police leaders pointed to a sharp drop in killings and fielded questions about smoke shops, overtime, and staffing during a Baltimore Police Department budget hearing Tuesday. Police Commissioner Richard Worley opened the hearing by highlighting what he described as an historic decline in homicides. And a husband and wife lost their lives in a crash on 83, which troopers said happened after they entered the interstate going the wrong direction. Deborah Lee Williams, 70, was pronounced dead on the scene of the crash, and Lewis Williams, 72, was taken to York Hospital, where he died from his injuries, the York County Coroner's Office wrote in a news release. The couple lived in Middle River, and the Pennsylvania State Police said the wreck, which involved four vehicles, happened around 10 p.m. Thursday on 83 South near mile marker 11 in the Loganville area. Troopers said Deborah Williams entered 83 South driving north near exit 10. Lewis Williams had been a front seat passenger in the vehicle, the coroner said. The couple's vehicle crashed head-on with a second vehicle, which troopers said was unable to avoid the collision. And a Baltimore nonprofit run by a Maryland lawmaker received more than $100 million in taxpayer money. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway is still there. This white vehicle that is severely damaged there in the front. The hood is pushed up all the way back to the windshield. Had nobody behind it as of a minute ago. And we're looking at the camera shot. They've actually closed up a little bit on the vehicles that are on the right shoulder. But this vehicle is sitting in the traveled portion on the inner loop at Hartford Road. And again, as of a minute or so ago, there was nobody behind it. So that's a bad spot. If you're coming east to Paring Parkway, you should really stay to the left side. But some folks here are going by on the right. And the other people that are involved in this wreck are on the shoulder. So just try to stay to the left-hand side. Again, there was a report of a wreck in the last 20 minutes. I-70 westbound between Security Boulevard and the Beltway. All the normal delays are there with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, the O's took to the road last night, looking to start off the month of June on the right foot, looking to build on that 7-3 homestand.
Alonso with the drive, screaming towards the top of the monster, and it is gone. In no time flat, Pete Alonso with a go-ahead two-run home run here in the...
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's 12th on the year, pushed the Birds ahead 3-1, and Shane Boz did it again. Seven innings of two-run baseball. His fourth straight quality start as the Birds beat the Bo Sox at Fenway. 4-2 was the final last night. Baltimore's eighth win in their last 11 games. After the game, Boz on what's changed for him of late.
Just challenging hitters to put the ball in play, like, first three pitches of the at-bat, like, not trying to strike everybody out, not trying to be, like, too perfect and, like, with my locations and stuff like that.
Oz last four starts, 27 innings pitched, 7 runs allowed. He's pitched to an ERA of 2.33. Other baseball news, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has a lot on his plate these days, but with the collective bargaining agreement up for negotiation with the MLB Players Association. But Manfred thinking further down the road as well.
One of the things that we've begun to think about is expansion. There's a lot of markets in the United States, in North America, quite frankly, Canada and Mexico, that would like to have Major League Baseball.
The city thought to be the front runner right now is Nashville. Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Portland, and Montreal are organizing as well. More from Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle after practice yesterday on his philosophy when it comes to implementing a new offense for the Baltimore Ravens.
Everything is a process. I mean, we're giving these guys a lot intentionally and really trying to see what they can handle. You know, it's something that, you know, I picked up, you know, in my time at previous spots where it's really important during the spring. We could kind of take it easy and not stress these guys, and it would be a lot simpler. And yet I don't think that, I think growth happens on the other side of stress. And so we need.
And, of course, the OTAs will conclude tomorrow afternoon in Owings Mills. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup final last night, game one in Carolina. And this one belonged to...
Three and a half to go. Hurdle into the dot to Sissons. Back for Hurdle. He scores! Tomas Hurdle! Then it's 5-4 Vegas.
Belonged to the Vegas Knights. Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Tomas Hurdle's goal, 5-4, was the final. The Golden Knights fighting back from an early 2-0 deficit to take a 1-0 lead in the series. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the insufferable Joy Reid.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Or shall we call her Joyless Reed, Sean, as I'm sure many have.
Yes, Joyless Reed.
In the past. So Joyless Reed, yesterday on a podcast talking about Jackson Dart, introducing President Trump at an event in New York.
Right.
She used to be a Giants fan, but apparently not now. Listen to this.
Yeah, I have to say, as somebody who grew up as a Giants fan, mm-hmm. I was repulsed by Jackson Dart. And first of all, he didn't say he was happy. He said he was pleasured to meet the president.
Which is what I think what Trump wanted to do was some pleasuring. It seems he's talking about the kids' lives a lot.
I'm pleasured to meet. Like, what does that even mean? First of all, he's an idiot, okay? Yes. What do you mean you're pleasured to meet the president? Like, is English your first language? What are you saying, right?
She goes on and on, but I can't listen anymore.
Yeah, no, she's tough on the ears. And again, in the world of sports, people will remember Willis Reed and not Joyless Reed. Just keep that in mind.
So appropriate with the Knicks in the final tonight.
I give it some thought.
Sean, you're a professional. You know that?
I don't know about that.
How do you do it, Sean?
It's incredible. But you can tell these people are so filled with venom and TDS. We'll hear what Dr. Oz says about TDS coming up in just a second. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call. You can reserve your spot, match wits with the panel, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We'd love to hear from you. Reserve your spot right now. Dr. Oz is the administrator for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and yesterday he was sitting in at the White House press briefing for Caroline Leavitt. It was his turn at the the podium. And he did say a lot of things. They're adding 160 new drugs to Trump RX, which is incredible. And he also said that there's, again, a lot of Obamacare fraud that they're targeting now. So there's, again, they believe that nearly 30% or more of the people that are on Obamacare are not qualified to be on Obamacare, shouldn't be on Obamacare, and that's causing the Obamacare premiums to now be the size. Actually, for the first time we reported yesterday, the average Obamacare premium is more than the average monthly mortgage in the good old U.S. of A. So that's an ongoing issue. Then we have the hospice fraud that they're uncovering in California, and then the Medicaid fraud that some of it has been uncovered here in Maryland, in Maine, Ohio, Minnesota, and California, just to name a few. These are costing us really billions of dollars each and every year. And that means two things. One, people are stealing this money, taxpayer money, which in and of itself they should come down on like a ton of bricks. And two, the people that are intended to get this money, the recipients of these tax dollars that actually might need it, they're being denied or not getting as much. And when you hear this was again yesterday, they've identified $2 billion in fraudulent health care payments.
The number has doubled from what I said last year. We're about $2 billion. The good news is that many states realize this is a problem, and they themselves have stopped doing this.
Yeah, because you know what's coming? They're going to go to jail. People are going to start going to jail. And it's just not the illegal aliens, but it's the foreign-born Medicaid fraud. People coming to the country with green cards and that are resident aliens, they're also ripping us off.
We are tracking illegal immigrants taking advantage of all health care plans. We've already recouped, we've actually told California they owe us $2 billion. We've got half of it back already. I'm confident we'll get the rest because they have state-based programs that we don't have a lot of visibility into, but because of the Working Families Tax Cut legislation and other rulemaking, we are no longer allowing foreign folks who are here illegally to benefit from these programs. And just to put it in context, in California, if you're on Medi-Cal, the Medicaid program in California, until this administration, you got full dental and full vision benefits. Now, I'm for those benefits. I like them, but we don't give that to Medicare patients. And so we should at least be equitable, and all of us together should decide what we are going to do as a nation. So if we as a country decide we're going to go in one direction, you can't have states splintering off if they're going to spend the other people's money. The fraud, for example, that I'm talking about, and the use of money for illegal immigrants, the people who pay that bill when it, for example, the largesse of California allows folks to get benefits that the rest of the country doesn't think is appropriate for illegal immigrants or home health care providers, that money's paid by folks who are taxpayers in New Mexico, which is a blue state, and Mississippi, a red state. So this is not partisan. everybody is taxed extra and has to put more into the kitty because some states are doing things that we don't think as a country well we would like to have happen. That's why this administration has been so dogged in this issue and why the president has been so aggressive.
Now, think about it for just a second. Medicaid recipients, some of which are illegals, get full vision and dental benefits provided by the taxpayers. Medicare, which I'm on Medicare. Medicare recipients don't. We don't get it, but illegal aliens do get it. What's wrong with that picture? All told, $22 billion in fraudulent small business loans, $1 billion in fraudulent Medicaid reimbursements, $6 billion suspected fraudulent government contracts. All told, nearly $30 billion already has been uncovered by the anti-fraud task force headed up by Vice President Vance. It's just incredible. 743 traffic weather on the threes with the update now here on Wednesday Morning Rush Hour is Chuck Whitaker.
I brought you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex State Highway now to the rescue. They're pushing this vehicle out of the right lane on the inner loop at Hartford Road. It had been completely damaged there on the front end, so he's pushing it off now to get it into the painted out area off to the right side. Looks like there may have been a little bit of a spill in the right lane there as well. So the backup really never got out of hand on the inner loop. It's only backed up to about Old Hartford Road. And now we're moving some lanes once again by the accident scene. The outer loop is looking at it. So with that, we're backed up on the outer loop back beyond the bridge at Bel Air Road. There's a new wreck in Howard County now, northbound I-95 near the bridge at Route 100. And already we're getting an impact there for the traffic coming up from Route 175. Again, haven't seen it, probably won't see it. There are no cameras there. An accident was reported on I-70 westbound after the park and ride and before you got out to the Beltway at 695. And yeah, they're going to have some backing on both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. Earlier wreck was keeping us slow on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. There goes an idiot on a motorcycle just past the state highway truck. Ay, ay, ay. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in, see Bernie today at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny today. Highs in the low 80s. And we're seeing, at least on the eastern shore, sun starting to come out. Still cloudy in the Baltimore Metro. 57 in Parkville, 59 downtown Baltimore. Coming up at the top of the hour, they're calling it Britain's George Floyd moment. If you've not seen the video of what happened to Henry Nowak, you really should look at it. And we're going to be discussing that at the top of the hour. Right now, it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs. And Jeff is our contestant in Randallstown. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing A-OK. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right. Good luck to you, Jeff. Here are your three stories. A recent bias report out of the University of Minnesota includes a student's complaint that apparently a triggering term was used on campus. The term was mother. Instead of using the phrase, which is more inclusive, lactating individuals.
With a uterus? Oh, my God. Oh.
Story two. Christians and conservatives are blasting Sesame Street after the iconic children's program marked Gay Pride Month with a message celebrating the Rainbow Mafia community. A movie critics say drags preschoolers into adult debates about sex, gender, and identity. Apparently, they were promoting trans ideology to two-year-olds. And story three, it is believed to be America's first multiple personality trans individual. Apparently, an individual is being treated in Oregon. It's a biological girl named Gabby. Gabby has seven personalities and seven different genders. The 15-year-old girl can also speak four different languages as
but
well.
She can.
A very an intelligent transgender.
Story one, mother is a triggering term. Should use lactating individuals. Story two, Sesame Street promotes trans to two-year-olds. Well, story three, multiple personality transgender being treated in Oregon. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Well, lactating individuals.
Lactating.
That again?
He's picturing a conjuring up a visual.
Where was that again?
That was story number one.
I know. Well, where was it?
In University of Minnesota.
Oh, that's up in the Yawkey State, Walls.
See how he buys time when he goes through.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. He's going through a wall in his head. I can tell.
Where was that again?
There's smoke coming out of his ears.
Mr. Drysdale.
I'm trying to think positively here.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Well,
round and round.
Why don't you shut up? Old Alky. Go get your sunny side up and shut up. Three, please.
My dippy egg.
Yeah, dippy egg. That's what they should call you.
Chuck goes for three. Baggy.
It's so sad that all these are so possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with number three as well.
And also for number three, Kristen?
I agree. I don't know. They could all be probable, but I was leaning towards three, so I'll go with the crowd.
And Jeff?
Well, one and two are, I think, very probable. Three just is a little bit far out there, so I'm going to go with three.
All right. Everybody is unanimous today. Story number three gets all the votes. Mother being a triggering term, lactating individuals preferred. That is a true story.
Sad but true.
Story number two, Sesame Street promoting trans ideology to two-year-olds, is also a true story. Making story three, our fake news story of the day. Everybody is a winner. If there is a multiple personality trans individual, we don't know of it as of yet. So
no, that's why it took me so long to get it right.
That's right. You were going through all the different personalities.
I had to go through.
He was counting his head. There's male. There's female. There's non-binary. All right, Jeff. Congratulations.
There's Mammoth Johnson. There's Titanic Johnson.
We'll put you on hold. And there is.
You gave me all those personalities.
I did. You have exactly. You've got more than seven.
Oh yeah.
Remember our former morning show intern, Mike Kaplan?
Mm-hmm.
He came up with a list. And unfortunately, before he passed, I asked him to give me the list, and he just...
It was like 27 altogether.
I think it was more than that now since he's passed.
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably over 50 different personalities attributed to you.
People at the party, when we had the party last year, they came up and said, we always thought your real name was Johnson. Seriously. And they thought Whitaker was just the stage name.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's a stage coming in an hour. Can you get on it and get out of here? All right.
Wow. Okay, folks. We'll see you tonight.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, Ivan Bates at a town hall talks about crime reduction and what they're doing with repeat violent offenders. We'll also take a look at a judge denying Mayor B.S.'s request to seal parts of the Inspector General lawsuit. And if you've not seen it as of yet, it is being described as an incredible moment in the U.K. Where a young white man was stabbed five times by a Sikh Indian, and the way he was treated and the way the police responded and acted, and the way that the Sikh Indian was treated has caused a lot of people to be angry. They're saying it's a George Floyd moment for the Great Britain. So we'll talk about the Henry Nowak case coming up here at the top of the hour. It's well worth discussion and debate, and I would urge you to check out the video. It's readily available. Just plug it in to any search engine that you use, and you'll see. It's haunting. It really is when you see how this young man was treated. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels still sitting there with about a 25 to 30-minute delay, so that's about the normal stuff for this time of the morning. Backed up to the city-county line, both on 95 and 895. The wreck on the beltway is on the Interloop shoulder now at Hartford Road. The state highway truck is there, has their arrow board out, keeping you out of the right side of the roadway, more or less. But in the meantime, now we're getting a delay back to the ramps at Herring Parkway, so watch your speed coming up the hill from Lockraven Boulevard. Everybody else on the beltway now has the normal delay. There is slowing in Howard County. Haven't seen the accident, but I see the impact. The wreck was northbound I-95 near the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, we've heard from one of our listeners, Jeff in Glen Arm. He says, Lugnuts Johnson isn't your real name. Protest. All right. Well, you can still legally change it.
Yeah, I can change it. Believe me, it wouldn't be Lugnuts. It would be Titanic.
Okay.
That's more apropos. Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, we all know what happened to the Titanic.
Okay. Went down like this bit. All right, you dragged me into it. It's all your fault.
Fox 25, you're the king of the world. That's true. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 80s, and overnight upper 50s. Then things start heating up right now. Partly cloudy, 63 in Annapolis, 58 in Ellicott City. So Fox 25 had a town hall the other day, and I applaud them for holding these town halls. Armstrong Williams was the moderator and host, but I think they invited the wrong people. Now, they did have Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, and he should have been there. But they had Betsy Fox Tolentino there, who's done repeat nothing. Nothing at all to address juvenile crime in Baltimore City and or the metro area. Might be a nice person. I don't know her personally, but they should have had at least had Eric Barron there, U.S. attorney. They should have had the police commissioner on, Richard Worley, because the BPD has a role in the crime reduction. They even should have had ICE. They should have the Baltimore field director of ICE, because they also are playing a role in removing dangerous criminal illegal aliens off the streets. We know Betsy Fox Tolentino is not doing anything to do that. But anyway, I wanted to focus on Ivan Bates and what he had to say. And he said, look, the big difference is versus Marilyn Mosby and versus his office, prosecutors should prosecute.
When the prosecutor is not putting the killers and the shooters in prison, then no matter what happened, they will still be in the community robbing, shooting, and killing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what was happening under Marilyn Mosby. What happened to the great GVRS when Marilyn Mosby was the prosecutor? What happened to Monzie and Safe Streets? And again, same program, started in the Western District. But what changed is Eric Barron, Ivan Bates, and of course, their way they went after repeat violent offenders.
We've taken about 4,000 to 5,000 of those repeat violent offenders off the street. So what does that mean? What that means is when an individual is no longer in the community robbing, shooting, and killing, that now they're in jail, that individuals can be safe. They come out. And now you also then see some of the other programs, such as the Monzie's programs, the mayor runs, now they have the opportunity to give that conversation to have people turn their life around.
That's the good news. The bad news, he gave you that figure, 4,000 to 5,000 of those repeat violent offenders are off the street. Initially, he said there were 8,000.
8,000 violent individuals that are repeat violent offenders currently running around with guns, robbing, shooting, and killing. So we got about 50% of them off the street, and that leaves still a lot of dangerous repeat violent offenders out there, and that's causing quite the problem. By the way, a judge has dealt the Scott administration a blow in the ongoing battle over information access with the city's inspector general. Circuit Court Senior Judge Pamela White denied Mayor B.S.'s request to seal parts of the IG's complaint. The city solicitor, Ebony Thompson, argued that the filing included attorney-client information, work product, and other sensitive information. But the judge, Judge White, said, nope, they didn't prove it. They failed to provide enough evidence to support their claim that the information that IG Cumming attached in her complaint was actually privilege or sensitive information, and she put that in her ruling. So not a good day for the mayor. It was a setback, obviously, in this bitter battle between the Inspector General Isabel Cumming and Mayor B.S. More on the latest on the ballot issue. One of our listeners, Ed, points out, I'm sorry, this is Mark. He says that what happens if an individual decides to vote in person, they pre-fill their mail-in ballot as a guide for casting their ballot in person at the poll. Then, of course, they would receive a provisional ballot at the poll because they already received a mail-in ballot, but which they didn't vote or mail back. But then suppose they left that filled-out copy of the guide ballot. And I've seen this happen before. I've seen it happen all the time. People carry their sample ballot in with them. And who knows if it's a sample ballot or it's an actual ballot. And what happens if actual ballots are left behind in the voting precinct? Are they immediately discarded? Are they put aside? Are they sequestered, as they say? So many questions, so many non-answers. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Check it out. Coming up next, the incredible story of Britain's George Floyd moment, the murder of Henry Nowak, is next. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. In California, it could be a Hilton Becerra runoff. The two gubernatorial candidates running neck and neck as vote counting goes on. Following yesterday's primary, Tom Steyer brings up the rear. Los Angeles Democratic Mayor Karen Bass will likely advance to the general election and will likely be challenged by Spencer Pratt, a registered Republican who is running as an independent. One of this year's most closely watched House midterms is in New Jersey. Democrat Rebecca Bennett will challenge incumbent Republican Congressman Tom Kaine Jr. come November. Kuwait briefly shut down its main airport after Iranian drones heavily damaged a terminal building and left one person dead. The latest salvo in a series of back-and-forth attacks by Tehran and Washington that have strained the fragile ceasefire. Ukraine has sent a reminder of sorts to Russian President Putin. We're still here and we're still a force to be reckoned with.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says on social media that long-range drones flew more than 600 miles to hit an oil terminal in St. Petersburg, setting it ablaze. Clouds of black smoke rose over the city's port after the attack. Russian authorities said only that the Ukrainian drone strike targeted the city's infrastructure without providing further details. Although the city airport briefly suspended flights overnight because of the attack, authorities also cut off mobile internet services. Putin said to speak on Friday at an economic forum in St. Petersburg that the Kremlin views as a prestige event, although major Western investors and officials will stay away. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The Trump administration plans tariffs of 10% or more on some major trading partners following an investigation. It focused on forced labor. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 117 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve has just announced a change in leadership, and that could have a profound impact on the value of your retirement. That's why now, more than ever, you need Advantage Gold, the number one precious metals company in America. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold and silver investor guide, a $49 value, plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's latest book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, giving you powerful insight into the future of money, markets, and global currency trends. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free. Markets are unpredictable and they can turn fast, but precious metals are a safe haven asset that stand the test of time and volatile market conditions. The question isn't if the next shift is coming, it's when. Are you positioned? Don't miss this opportunity. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the morning backup is there in Annapolis, coming south through Gambrills and Odenton and coming down through Millersville right there at I-97 and Route 32. So that's a normal delay. It gets better after the bridge at 178 at the Bay Bridge. Three open westbound, two open eastbound. No problems after that. Looks like we're clear with the heavier traffic over around the area at the Severn River Bridge, but no major issues, though. It's a slowdown right now just after you're passing Ritchie Highway and then going across the bridge over at Rao Boulevard or Roe Boulevard, whichever you prefer. The pace is good there, so just some slowing right now at the Severn River Bridge, and we'll keep an eye out for that. The wreck on the Beltway, Interloop Shoulder at Hartford Road. There was a wreck northbound 95 at Route 100, and now new report of a minor wreck, busy spot on the BW Parkway northbound, also at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Pikesville, 58 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County is currently experiencing a Verizon outage that's affecting several call centers. The county says some callers may experience extended hold times or be unable to reach staff, even though they are hearing normal menu prompts. Officials say for police, fire, or medical emergencies, call 911. Residents are encouraged to use online services, email, or visit county offices in person when possible. The county is working with Verizon to restore normal ops as quickly as possible, and updates will be posted on the county's website as more information becomes available. And Governor Moore hosted a roundtable discussion with Maryland small businesses facing challenges from federal immigration policy. During Tuesday's meeting, the governor said Maryland's immigrant communities enhance the economy and add to the strength of our state, but recent immigration policy coming out of Washington is stalling economic growth and hurting the workforce. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 424. The pick 4, 8687. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream. The biggest stars.
Messi.
The biggest games. The biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local. All morning.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys.
Birds playing their best baseball of the season right now. 4-2 last night over the Red Sox in Boston. Home runs from Pete Alonso and Kobe Mayo powered the win. And Rico Garcia closed the door.
And a 1-2. In the air, out to right field. Towser camping out underneath it. He's there to finish the ball game. And the Orioles continue to roll. They've won 8 out of their last 11. They are now just 3 games within 500.
And Wagner with the call on Masson, the fourth of the year for Rico Suave, lowering his ERA to a minuscule 0.68. Tonight it'll be Chris Bassitt going for his fifth win of the year at 6:45. The Orioles are 29-32 on the season. Elsewhere in baseball, as if the Dodgers weren't good enough already.
Down the line, if it's fair, he's got another, and it is. Rushing in to score, Freeland set it home. Otani's headed for third. Marte strode late. Triple, Shohei Ohtani.
Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA. Shohei's two-run triple gave the Dodgers a 4-0 lead, and they would hold on to beat the D-backs last night. 6-5, LA is 39-22 on the year. They're 2 games ahead of the pace they set in each of the last 2 years when they won the World Series back-to-back. Ravens wide receiver Zay Flower in Owings Mills yesterday, as OTAs continued, asked about his impression of the new offense installed by Declan Doyle.
It's explosive, like he said. It's explosive. It's going to be fun. And he's throwing a lot of stuff. But that's how we're going to learn it. And I feel like that's the best way for us to learn it, to get out there and do it and let them just throw it at us. And we go out there and put it on the field.
Coming up in 30 minutes, college football in turmoil. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, your top stories are Baltimore County executive candidates, Democrats running against Trump. What? Maryland Democrat-run nonprofit raising questions on influence peddling and conflicts of interest. But a top story here today involves and what many believe is a reaction and fallout from George Floyd. We just had the 6th anniversary of the death of George Floyd, career criminal, who I believe was not killed by Officer Derek Chauvin. And if you look at the documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis, you'll understand why. We were lied to. We were gaslit. This was a galvanizing moment from the radical left that they used once again, divide us by race. And the latest on George Floyd, FYI, is that it has now come to light that the medical examiner had concluded nothing that happened as a result of that officer, whether he was kneeling on his shoulder or neck, is responsible for the death of George Floyd. Nothing. He had fentanyl in his system. He had other drugs in his system. And he apparently died of stress, heart, and overdose. But anyway, that was used, as you know, to create a globalist movement. Woke, anti-white, anti-cop, defund the police, etc. As a result, the British Police Department put in something called the Police Race Action Plan. And a part of that plan is that police officers were to treat different ethnic groups differently. Let that sink in for just a second. An official police document actually says that people should be treated differently based on the color of their skin. And that whites actually were being treated as minorities, and people of color were not. And that led to this grisly video that is now circulating all over the internet of the murder of 18-year-old Henry Nowak of Southampton, UK. Has now become a national indictment of modern globalist Britain. After exposing this grim two-tier reality, a dying white teenager who had been stabbed five times in the legs, in the back, and then fatally in the chest, was actually handcuffed while he was dying, while he was bleeding out. After being falsely accused of racism by the man, a Sikh Indian, who had stabbed him and lied. The police officers on the scene, one of which is now resigned, a man and a woman, you could hear Henry Nowak saying, "I've been stabbed." They didn't believe him. But they believed the Sikh Indian who said that my turban got knocked off because this guy was a racist. No evidence of that whatsoever. Nowak, a student from Southampton, stabbed five times last December by 33-year-old Vikram Digwa. He used a 21-centimeter Sikh ceremonial knife as the murder weapon. He was sentenced to life in prison just the other day with a minimum term of 21 years after being convicted of murder and carrying a knife in public. His mother helped him hide the knife. When they went to his house, they found 20 different weapons. He was obsessed with weapons. He was stalking, looking for somebody to kill that day, and he murdered this 18-year-old white man in Southampton. But the video just it kind of reveals just how far the UK has fallen. It's the biggest story in the UK today, and many of our American newspapers, New York Times, Washington Compost, etc., are ignoring it. More on this coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Had a report there may have been a minor wreck northbound on 895 coming up to Child Street and up to the K-Trust Bridge, which is a steel bridge there before the toll plaza on 895. Just look through there. Looks like traffic is moving, so it may have been minor. They may have been there just long enough to give us a backup that went back towards Poteet Street. So that's the reason right now. But it's moving again, and we'll see if it clears out. It was going into the tunnel as well on the northbound side. Both the tunnels southbound are still backed up for the traffic going into both 95 and 895 southbound. The wreck on the Beltway inner loop at Hartford Road still there. That's on the right shoulder. We've had delays going through there. Everybody else on the Beltway with the normal delays on the outer loop through Greenspring, or make that the inner loop to Greenspring, the outer loop at Bel Air Road, and of course the west side always is backed up from 795 going south down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 80s, and temperatures in the upper 50s a little bit later on tonight. Right now, sunny, 64 in Annapolis, 60 in Ellicott City. Birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, June 3rd, 1800, John Adams, the second president of the United States, arrives in Washington, D.C., where he briefly takes up residence in Georgetown and is feted in advance of being the first American president to move to the burgeoning new capital city. When he arrives, the streets have yet to be paved, and major government buildings are still under construction. Still, Adams is impressed with the future capital, and he wrote a letter to his wife, Abigail, saying that he was looking forward to taking up permanent residence in the nation's new capital. The city of Washington was created to serve as the nation's capital because of its geographical position in the center of the existing new republic. The states of Maryland, Virginia ceded land around the Potomac to form the District of Columbia, and work began on Washington in 1791. French architect Pierre-Charles L'Enfant designed the city's radical layout, full of dozens of maddening circles and crisscross avenues and plentiful parks. In 1792, work began on the neoclassical White House building, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, under the guidance of Irish-American architect James Homan, whose White House design was influenced by the Leinster House in Dublin and by a building sketch in James Gibbs' Book of Architecture. In the next year, Benjamin Latrobe began construction on the other principal government building, the United States Capitol. On June 3rd, President Adams arrived to take stock of the new Capitol as construction was completed on the Executive Mansion. It wasn't until November 1st, 5 months later, the president was welcomed into the newly constructed White House. And you might recall, during the War of 1812, both the White House and the U.S. Capitol were set on fire in 1814 by British soldiers in retaliation for the burning of the government buildings in Canada by U.S. troops. Although a torrential downpour saved the still uncompleted U.S. Capitol building, the White House burned to the ground. The mansion was subsequently rebuilt and enlarged under the direction of the architect James Homan, who added east and west wings to the main building, along with the south portico and colonnaded north portico as well. Work completed on the White House in the 1820s, and it has remained largely unchanged until recently, as a grand new ballroom is being added to the White House. And that's what happened on this date, on America's 250th birthday, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Yeah, if you have not seen the video, it's very chilling, very haunting of Henry Nowak's death. Police arrive, and instead of giving him, instead of believing that he had been stabbed and giving him immediate treatment, they kind of didn't believe him. And they proceeded to handcuff him instead of render medical aid. And he was, bleeding out. They didn't make any effort to find out where his wounds are because they just frankly did not believe him. And that is so wrong on so many different levels. So we'll get to the rest of that story in just a second. How it basically, you know, was launched here in America under the George Floyd farce. That man, as one of our listeners said, James, was a dead man walking. He was a career criminal, held a knife to a pregnant woman's belly. He was in there stealing stuff on the day of his death, and he was high on fentanyl, etc. They wanted a cop to blame, and so they blamed the cop, and they used that as a summer of love in 2020, where they destroyed $2 billion worth of buildings. An entire third precinct in Minneapolis was burned to the ground, and 26 lives were taken because of the radical left and what they did that day in America. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
This is Alex Marlowe with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, make sure you're registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try to take five voters with you. Do your patriotic duty, because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle is in the right lane here on the inner loop of the Beltway just above Security Boulevard. It's in that area where there was no shoulder. State Highway truck was here with the guy. I think they just got him started, and the State Highway truck is now going to pull out of the right lane. That'll be good. Didn't get too much of a backup, but if you're coming up from I-70, the State Highway truck is just now cranking it up, and he's about ready to pull out from that right lane, so that will help that out as you're coming north from Route 40 and from I-70, eventually going up towards Liberty Road. The outer loop is slow through the same area. The inner loop through Pikesville still backed up, and the Parkville side has been slow. At one point, we had the wreck on the shoulder on the inner loop at Hartford Road, and they were behind the white line, so that was still okay for the most part. Yeah, the state highway truck has cranked up now. He's gone, so the right lane is moving again on the inner loop north of Security Boulevard. Had a minor accident coming into the toll plaza on 895 as you were traveling northbound, and now it looks like that's good news there. Most of the backup there coming up to the K-Trust Bridge at Shell Road is gone. Yep, so we've recovered. The accident northbound on 895 is gone. We still have delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low 80s, warming up, and throughout the rest of the week, it'll be doing the same. So it's going to be a gorgeous morning right now. Sunshine, 60 in Severn and 60 in Parkville. So in case you haven't seen it, you're not familiar with it, because we're not getting much coverage of this in American media, in the state-run drive-by media. In New York Slimes, Washington Compost, etc. The story of and the reason why I think it's important for the murder of Henry Nowak. I know it's a top story in the United Kingdom, but it was born here. It started in the United States with George Floyd. This whole globalist anti-white woke movement, where they used the unfortunate death of an individual, blamed a cop, blamed a country, blamed a society, blamed a culture. And that's what all started. Remember the defund the police, all that nonsense. Remember Pelosi galore and the rest of them sitting with the kunta, the kente cloth or whatever it is, all kneeling and memory, so on and so forth. Remember all the kneeling that was taking place during the national anthem? This was all born out of George Floyd. We became a woke society as a result of it. And now we're seeing the results of some of these policy changes in the UK and elsewhere here in the United States. And this has become a flashpoint, especially in the UK, over policing ethnicity immigration, law and order, and this argument whether Britain's institutions will have the courage to recognize victims and criminals without first filtering reality through this globalist anti-white race spectrum ideology. Henry Nowak's final moments are now at the center of this national fury in the UK. After being stabbed, he told police he'd been attacked. Yet they handcuffed him anyway, after his attacker falsely claimed that the teenager had racially abused him. The judge who sentenced Digwa in the Nowak murder said Nowak died alone, humiliated, and handcuffed as a direct consequence of his lies. Nigel Farage said the case is no longer merely about one murder. It's about a country where police appear quicker to react to an accusation of racism than to the sight of a bleeding teenager saying he had been stabbed. And this has created a two-tier country, that the rights of white people mattered less than those of ethnic minorities. Remember the hue and cry after George Floyd was Black Lives Matter? We said, no, all lives matter. We were called racist as a result. And now the same thing is happening in Great Britain. White lives matter. That's become the rallying cry. Huge crowds gathering in Southampton and on the English House of Commons, etc. And people are saying there, no, all lives matter. But you remember this? The last thing that Henry Nowak heard while saying, I can't breathe. Where'd we hear that before? And I've been stabbed. The last thing he heard was not compassion. It was him being read his rights as he was being handcuffed by the UK police. His final words, I can't breathe. We heard those before from George Floyd. The contrast, I think, is impossible to ignore. So will there be a national reckoning for Henry Nowak? I don't know. I don't know how far Britain has fallen. There will be marches, maybe hashtags, maybe even corporate statements like there were after George Floyd. Maybe some will be outraged, and others will have to embark on some institutional soul-searching after a young white man died handcuffed, bleeding out in the street. His father gave a heart-rendering speech the other day, and that Henry Nowak was stabbed 5 times, including in the back of the legs, the face, and fatally in the chest. And worst of all, besides the murder, the stabbing of Henry Nowak by Digwa, he proceeded to record it. He watched after he stabbed the man 5 times, instead of getting him calling 999, which is the 911 in England, instead of running away, he sat there and filmed it in great detail. To become one of the most chilling elements you will ever see, a young man lay dying and his killer recording him with no sense of compassion whatsoever or empathy. So it just, I'm not sure I'll get much coverage, if any, here in the United States, but I think it's important that you know about it. And maybe, to me, the video, just his cold, white, dead hand with handcuffs on it just is really haunting. All right, coming up next, a Maryland Democrat running a nonprofit, raising questions of conflicts of interest. We'll tell you all about that coming up in just a second. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller will be among those celebrating 55 years of the Maryland State Police Aviation Command today. Miller will be joined by State Police Superintendent Colonel Michael Jackson and others at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie to mark the decades of medevac, law enforcement, search and rescue, homeland security, and disaster assessment services provided by the aviation section. Trooper 2, formerly known as Helicopter 2, was established in 1971 as the second helicopter to patrol the state and transport critically injured patients by helicopter. To date, the State Police Aviation Command has transported more than 165,000 patients. And the trial continues in Cecil County today for the 32-year-old mother accused of killing her 3-year-old daughter. Prosecutors claim Darian Randall beat Nola Dinkins to death, put her body in a suitcase, and had her boyfriend dump the child in Cecil County before falsely reporting and kidnapping. During opening statements, prosecutors said the pregnant Randall was trying to get rid of Dinkins before giving birth to her new baby. Randall's defense attorney claims her boyfriend, Cedric Britton, hated the child, and he's the one who killed her. Randall is charged with murder, assault, and child abuse. And Pennsylvania State Police say a Maryland couple has been identified as the victims of a deadly crash on 83 last week. According to investigators, 70-year-old Deborah Williams of Middle River was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, and her 72-year-old husband, Lewis, died at York Hospital. The four-vehicle accident happened Thursday night when Mrs. Williams entered 83 South, driving north near Exit 10, and she crashed head-on into a second vehicle that made contact with the other two cars. The York County Coroner's Office has ruled the deaths accidental. 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Got a report from a caller that there may have been a minor wreck on the inner loop near Providence Road. I've looked in the area now, both at Providence Road back to Delaney Valley Road and even as far back as York Road. It looks like they're moving again, so they may have been there temporarily. Could have been a minor wreck. We had some backing earlier from that accident that was all the way over at Hartford Road. We backed up from Perrin Parkway and back into that area at Providence Road. But now the inner loop is improved, and the delay there at Perrin Parkway on the inner loop is gone. We're still slow on most of the Beltway down the west side and also coming through the inner loop at Pikesville. That's going to be there for a while. The broken down vehicle inner loop at Security Boulevard gone, and that's improved now for the traffic up through there. They had a minor accident about 25 minutes ago northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. That backup is also cleared out. We're still slow, and there's a lot of traffic still coming south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Blue skies and sunshine today with highs in the warm low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even hotter tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Chris Bassett takes the hill tonight at 6:45, trying to give the O's two in a row over the Red Sox. Birds beating Boston last night 4-2 in Game 1. Kobe Mayo had something to do with it.
Mayo with a drive out to deep left. It is a double for Kobe Mayo.
After review, the call is overturned. It's a home run.
Mayo. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Mayo's shot, delayed as it was, tied it at one. Later, Pete Alonso's two-run blast would be the difference. Mayo was asked after the game if he knew or thought it was gone.
I had no idea. I'd asked the bat boy when he came up and grabbed my stuff at second base. He was like, it's a homer. I was like, I hope so. And then I saw the replay and was happy that it was a homer.
Meanwhile, the Women's College World Series final begins tonight in Oklahoma City. It'll be Texas and Texas Tech in the best of three to determine the NCAA champion. Texas Tech, an extremely compelling team. You may even call them the comeback queens.
Williams to left field.
That familiar voice belonging to Kevin Brown on ESPN. Mia Williams' walk-off in the bottom of the ninth gave Tech a 5-4 win, and they indeed came back a half an hour later in the double elimination tournament and beat the Tide again. 2-0 was the final. Not a bad gig if you can get it, talking about Anthony Weaver as the new defensive coordinator in Baltimore, benefiting from the team's largesse in signing edge rusher Trey Hendrickson.
He is a pro. Like, when you, the way you see him move and operate and just his approach to work, he is as detailed a player as I've been around. So.
Meanwhile, the SEC and Big Ten, the two biggest conferences in college sports, releasing a statement yesterday saying they do not support the current version of a bipartisan bill that's passing through Congress designed to regulate player movement and compensation in college football. The bill being promoted by Senator Ted Cruz is called the Protect College Sports Act. Happy heavenly birthday today to two former Orioles, Jim Gentile, who once hit two grand slams in one game back in 1961, born on this day in 1934, and Steve Dalkowski, the fireballer, born in 1939, the inspiration for Nuke LaLoosh, the movie Bull Durham, never made it to the majors with the Orioles. And finally, on this day in sports history, it was 41 years ago in 1985, the Milwaukee Brewers drafting B.J. Surhoff out of North Carolina with the number one pick overall. Surhoff would go on to play 19 years in the majors, including eight with the Orioles. The time now is 8:37. When we return, could Sam Bisaio be the Rookie of the Year?
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Steve Molesky, who's a great guy, has a Substack page, covers the Orioles. Mm-hmm. He had this on his page the other day, and these numbers are eerily similar. The question is, could Sam Bisaio be the Rookie of the Year this year? If you compare him to Colton Cowser, who came in second back a couple of years ago, Cowser played in 153 games. Bisaio's trending to over 130. But the batting average and the OPS, Cowser batted 242 that year with 24 homers. His OPS was 768. Bisaio is batting 283. His OPS is almost 900, and he's on pace for more homers and more runs batted in than Colton Cowser back in that campaign where he came in second. So Bisaio right now is the odds-on favorite.
I would think you would compare it to who came in first versus who came in second.
Well, that would have been Bobby Witt Jr. And
right.
That,
right.
So, I mean, we'll
okay.
see.
Right.
Yeah.
You're saying, but from an Oriole perspective.
From an Oriole perspective. Okay. Speaking of that, by the way, talking about rookies of the year, mm-hmm. how about this statistic? The Orioles have had 7 rookies of the year in their entire history. 6 of them between 1960 and 1989.
That makes sense.
A 29-year period.
Yeah.
None since 1989 until Gunnar in 2023.
Wow.
So 6 in 29 years, and then none for 34 years
right.
until Gunner.
Kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that fact. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. As I've repeatedly said, Maryland is probably the most corrupt state in the entire country. Case in point, again, one-party rule, one party dominates. That's the Democrats. They do whatever they want. They get whatever they want because there is no real opposition. It's controlled opposition by the Maryland GOP. Case in point, spotlight on Maryland. Sinclair Broadcasting's excellent investigative team found that a Baltimore nonprofit run by a Maryland Democrat received more than $100 million in taxpayer money while auditors repeatedly flagged problems with its financial reporting and internal oversight. Delegate Dana Stein is a Baltimore County Democrat, and he's worked as executive director of Civic Works for roughly 2 decades while serving in the State House. Civic Works, wait for it, has received $145 million in taxpayer funding in the last 10 years. And they run workforce, housing, environmental, community revitalization programs, primarily in the Baltimore area. Stein, when he first entered the State House, was earning about $96,000 in 2014 with Civic Works. And now he approximately has a salary is $231,000. That's an increase of 140% in the last 10 to 12 years. All right. So Stein insists he goes through the proper process of reporting conflicts of interest to the State House and recusing himself from relevant votes. I would double-check that if I were you, Spotlight on Maryland. But they did an analysis of CivicWorks' federal single audits, and they found, again, $145 million in taxpayer funding the last 10 years. That's about $14.5 million per year. And they get roughly 80% of their support is, stacked against private donations, is from the state taxpayer. Again, you look at this, and there are a lot of problem areas. One, of course, is the potential conflict of interest. The other is, you know, who goes to Annapolis, you know, gets on a committee, and then watches as state dollars flow to your private nonprofit organization. Delegate Brian Chisholm of Anne Arundel County says clearly this is a conflict of interest.
Do you see this as a conflict of interest?
I do. I think it's a huge conflict of interest.
Do you think they should continue to receive taxpayer money?
No, I think they need to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb. Why are you failing so many audits? And do you actually deserve the millions of dollars?
I would be particularly careful with this organization.
Yeah. Well, Linda Parsons also has been following. She's one of these folks that follows these nonprofits, and she's a professor at the University of Alabama. She's focused on nonprofit accounting. She says that it appears that what CivicWorks is doing is a little bit sketchy.
And I would not, probably wouldn't continue to use the organization, and certainly wouldn't increase the risk. And by risk, I mean providing more funding.
The most recent single audit of CivicWorks reported a significant deficiency in financial reporting, a repeat finding from the previous year. Auditors said CivicWorks had to correct more than $2.2 million in financial records after auditors identified errors in the organization's financial records. Chisholm went on to say regarding CivicWorks that, you know, this appears to him to be political payoffs.
Why do you think the state and city government are giving CivicWorks money?
I'd have to, and this I just would assume, they're political payoffs. That's all they are. It's not their money, and that's always my problem down in Annapolis is they don't care when it's not their money. So what do we do with the money that's not ours? They use it to gain more power, and they gain influence, and that's all they do. And in some cases, they're actually paying delegates, or delegates are paid a nice salary.
Yeah, so salary spending increases 100%, sitting on a committee where you're getting tax dollars from state government. He might be telling the truth about recusing himself, but I would verify that. We'll hear more about this coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnus Johnson.
Both the tunnels are still sitting right around Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895 southbound, so we're still at least 25-minute delays through there. Looks like there might be an incident here on 95 southbound, right around the Camden Yards area and where the ramp is coming on from 395. There's a looks like a state highway truck, or at least a wrecker there anyway, on the right side with a couple of vehicles on the shoulder. So 95 south at Camden Yards, you're getting by, but just because of those flashing lights, it's adding to that delay. Beltway traffic still slows. Parkville into Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville gets better after the JFX. JFX southbound is busy at the city county line, and the west side outer loop still kind of just plodding along 795 down to Frederick Road, and then gets better from Wilkins Avenue, eventually down towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a nice day today, sunshine, high in the low 80s, overnight temps in the upper 50s, and tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Right now, sunny, 62 in the city, 61 in Glen Burnie, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You know, there was an orchestral performance of La La Land in Australia last weekend, but during a break, the keyboardist was too sick to continue the concert. So the conductor asked the audience if there's anybody out here in the audience that could sight read, and that is being able to just get up there and play your instrument and just read the musical score, no practice, nothing. I mean, people who could sight read are really, really good. Yes, there was a 21-year-old student named Sterling Nassa raised his hand. He was brought down, given the music, and played the rest of the show with the orchestra flawlessly.
Anybody like an amazing sight reader? You can sight read? Okay. You want to join us?
Plucked him right out of the audience. Now some people say, oh, he was a plant. Nope, he wasn't a plant. He was an actual student who could sight read music and did a wonderful job and saved the day. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. I got some great news. Town Appliance is getting summer ready as they're firing up the biggest deals of the season. Welcome to the Memorial Day Savings Event, where the top brands you trust have top savings you want. Like GE Cafe and Monogram with 70 other trusted brands, this is going to be the fun event you don't want to miss. Whether you need a kitchen upgrade or any other appliances, take my word, you'll be happy with the Town Appliance. Also, check out their website at townappliance.com.
All right, and that is back to this the Civic Works thing with just a second. And by the way, they have responded, Civic Works. And again, look, he might recuse himself from, I'll take him at face value at his word, but should that matter? I mean, the fact is, you're in a chairman of a committee, you're a Democrat, the Democrats control Annapolis and the legislature, there's something called the appearance of impropriety. And that is something that I think that, and again, you've in the last 10 years, you've gone from $100,000 to $231,000 in salary. You've gone from getting $145 million, and you're still failing the audits. So the people are looking the other way, and I think they're looking the other way because he is a Democrat. He's got a D next to his name. And that is most unfortunate. And Linda Parsons at University of Alabama says this kind of smells like influence peddling.
What I see is that a lawmaker with influence and power in the granting process is moving increasingly large grants to an organization with which that lawmaker is affiliated, and that there are troubles in the there's trouble with the reports that are overseeing the use of those grants.
Yeah. And Civil Works should not receive any more taxpayer money based on their problem, their audit struggles, their audit problems. But yet, it's Maryland, it's corrupt, and don't hold your breath. A spokesman for Civic Works said since his election in 2006, Mr. Stein has regularly consulted with his legislator's ethics advisor, that's sort of an oxymoron, to avoid actual and potential conflicts between his legislative and nonprofit roles. He's always followed the ethics advisor's advice regarding disclosure, potential conflicts, and actual recusal on votes he has disclosed and disclaimed potential appearances of a conflict, and those forms on the Maryland General Assembly website. Mr. Stein has followed all advice from the legislature ethics advisor regarding recusal for matters that would create a conflict of interest between his legislative and nonprofit roles. What about just the fact that you are a legislator that is heading up a nonprofit? And they're getting taxpayer money to begin with. Should that even be allowed? Well, remember, you got Electric Bill Ferguson in the state Senate. He's on a solar company, and he's in charge of moving bills all the time regarding green energy. More on that coming up in just a second. We're going to blow the climate alarmism hoax right out of the water. And that's coming up in just a second. Joe Biden is continuing the book tour, and Joe Biden actually got stumped by one of the questions she was asked just the other day about Chairman Joe and what would have happened if he had actually won in 2024.
The diagnosis came in May of 2025, and considering what the president's health is now, had he continued his reelection bid, had he been elected again, would he have been able to serve as president? Would he have had to resign?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
She's out there saying he's the only one that could have beat Trump. And she was behind him running again, but it was his decision. But she felt he could beat Trump and should have been reelected president. And then when asked the $64,000 question, well, would he have had to resign based on his cognition, based on his mental decline? I don't know. Folks, she's in it for the money. Okay, let's face it. She wants the money. She loved the power, by the way, because she was basically pulling the strings for Chairman Joe. But it's all about the money, and that's the latest on her book tour. Coming up, the climate scam has now been fully exposed. We've got all the gory, gushy details. It's 8:51. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Made Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Made Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Made Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Made Pro University. Made Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Made Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MadePro.com. Made Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
8:53 and the last traffic weather on the threes report for the day. And once again, the king of all traffic, truck, the Body Whitaker.
It was a minor incident at Sandy Point, eastbound 50, right as you get into Oceanic Drive. And in that area, right now, the state highway trucks are on the left side. There's no impact at all. Just want to give you the heads up. You'll see that activity on the left side. So no impact from Whitehall Road. Traffic westbound at the main span of the bridge is doing okay. All the late slowing is still there, and it's going to be there for a while with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. And then keep in mind, there was a minor incident southbound on 95 right at Camden Yards. They had some activity there on the right shoulder. They were in the process of clearing that. Some late slowing on the Beltway. There's a report there might be debris on the roadway on the outer loop near the Back River Bridge on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, low 80s, tonight upper 50s, high tomorrow, upper 80s. Friday and Saturday we may hit 90 degrees. Right now 63 in Ocean City, and it's 64 in downtown Baltimore under sunny skies. And the house of the great climate scam is collapsing. If you want to read a great article today, it's over at Gateway Pundit, and it is by Drew Godafridi, and it is it really something we've all been saying now for years, decades. The United Nations' own climate priesthood has finally admitted what skeptics have screamed for years, their favorite apocalyptic scenario, the one predicting civilization-ending warming floods, fires, and famines, unless we destroy our economies with Green New Deals, is, quote, implausible, end of quote. That's the United Nations word for it, implausible. Fake, junk science, sold as gospel. But here's the real bombshell. The fake news will not touch. The European Union, that bloated bureaucratic beast strangling its citizens with net zero madness, hasn't pulled even one document, scientific report, regulation, or taxpayer-funded scare tactic based on this now discredited fairy tale. Not a single one. trillions in subsidies, destroyed industries, skyrocketing energy bills, and farmers rioting in the streets, all propped up on the foundation of lies. Here in Maryland, the Climate Control Act of 2022 is not needed. It's unnecessary. We don't have to have net zero goals in Maryland. We don't have to get rid of our gasoline-powered cars by the year 2035. Because it's all a big lie that's powered this green grift. And it's now been admitted by the United Nations. The experts hyped impossible futures all to justify this green raw deal. Absolute insanity. Carbon taxes, EV mandates, heating bans, deindustrialization that's gutting Europe and some of our major cities. These scenarios produced impossible futures that dominated policy anyway, and people got rich off of it. Friends of Joe Biden, friends of Al Gore. Al Gore! The climate cultists are scrambling. They claim now that this regulation, this rule, whatever they want to call it, can be retired thanks to the glorious march of renewables, right? Wind and solar, of course, and progress. That's pure bull dookie. The world pumped out more fossil fuel last year, carbon dioxide, another all-time high, than any previous year. In 2026 is trending in the same direction. Global emissions keep climbing. China, India, and the rest of the world aren't playing the suicide game, but we are here in Maryland, thanks to the Democrats and their green raw deal. By the way, the renewables, sun and wind, a pathetic 3% of primary energy. Not only electricity, primary energy, the stuff that actually powers civilizations. Wind and solar are intermittent jokes. So again, this is the greatest policy fraud in history. Maryland Democrats have also defrauded Maryland voters with the Climate Control Act of 2022. Think about it. Trillions wasted. Energy poverty exploding across Europe and parts of the United States. Industries fleeing to places that laugh at net zero. And this, again, this grift has been designed to sacrifice nation sovereignty and wealth to the globalists. Remember, you will own nothing and be happy. That's the end game. That's the goal. Total global control. And Marylanders, you should reject it, and you can start doing it by getting out and voting. In person, early voting. Start voting for the people that are opposed to this alarmism porn. The climate change lunatics. Time to scrap the entire net zero house of cards built on this grift, on this fraud, before it bankrupts Europe, Maryland, and maybe even the United States. The implausible scenario is dead. The policies built on it are still very much alive. And killing people. Wake up. Wake up. All right. It's at Gateway Pundit if you want to check it out. If you're 62 years of age or older, let me ask you a question. What is the biggest asset you own? Now, for most people, the answer would be their home. You spent years paying for it, taking care of it, building equity in it. Chances are it's worth more today than it has ever been. So here's the question. Why isn't your biggest asset doing more for you? You may have more options than you think. Mark McVeary spent more than 30 years helping Maryland homeowners understand these options. A reverse mortgage could eliminate a mortgage payment, pay off a home equity line of credit, and provide additional cash each month. Now, I talk to Mark all the time, and he's the first to tell me a reverse mortgage is not for everyone, but it might be for you. So if you've ever wondered whether one might make sense in your situation, give Mark a call. He'll explain how it works, plain English, answer all your questions, and tell you whether it even makes sense for you, and you decide when you pay it back. Call Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.